look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, as well as Independence Day. Partly sunny skies this morning, otherwise mostly sunny by the afternoon. The high should be in the upper 80s for this evening. Mostly clear skies with a low in the mid-60s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. And then on Independence Day, look for partly cloudy skies with a high near 90 as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under partly cloudy skies, we have 76 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 74 and clouds as well. It's time now for the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the wake-up call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. Oh, my goodness. Do we have a lot to talk about this morning? Yes, indeedy dandy, we do. Absolutely deedy dandy. Deedy, deedy, deedy dandy, do we have something to talk about? We're going to have a great show this morning. We will have with our Looking Black segment, Glenn Ford from blackcommentator.com will be joining us. We will also, in the 8 o'clock hour, we spent a lot of time on this show talking about those who have lost their lives in this occupation. Members of the resistance, members of our military, members of the Iraqi community, men, women, and babies killed. They just didn't fall down dead, but they were killed with weapons. We need to take a look at the weapons that are being used to kill people in these wars. And we're going to be doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. You're going to be surprised. You're going to find out about bunker buster bombs. And we're going to find out about dirty bombs. And we're going to find out about these man pads. And if they are the most serious threat to most serious weapon in the world. We're going to talk about man pads as well. So we have a full morning ahead this morning, of course. Well, we're going to start with let's start with this. I have to reflect as we move towards 4th of July, and I do want to thank you for all of the nasty emails that I got yesterday from folks, folks that were questioning, of course, whether or not I am a citizen of the United States, because I challenge what this country says it is and what this country actually does. And I can't help but reflect again as folks get ready to party hardy in the name of the Fourth, throwing up big hunks of mad cow on the grill and having their burr, sitting by their pools, feet up, gazing upon the red, white, and blue that they have hung to celebrate the 4th of July, our independence, the birth of democracy. How we doing on that? How we doing on democracy in the year 2005? I have reason to reflect upon that, because I ran across a story coming out of, not of, of Reuters, not out of AP, but out of another news service in California. And I, again, I have to ask myself, what is it that we are celebrating? What is it about America that we're celebrating on this 4th of July? When we have stories like this, a new California National Guard intelligence unit meant to help local law enforcement deal with terrorist threats tracked a recent protest co-sponsored by Code Pink. That's Women in Pink. We had the co-founder on the show. We've had her on several times. According to email messages obtained by the San Jose Mercury News, top National Guard officials were involved in tracking the Mother's Day event held at the Vietnam War Memorial on State Capitol grounds. You hear me? They sent out, understand this is California National Guard unit. They sent them to Washington, D.C. to monitor 35 little ladies dressed in pink at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. Is this how we celebrate the 4th of July? Understand, the National Guard's supposed to be helping people fight fires when we're here at home. Helping during floods. Now the National Guard Now the National Guard is helping track American citizens, and not just American citizens, but little old ladies dressed in pink. That's what their job is now. And I wonder sometimes if this is just a confession by our good military. Heck, we can't find the real terrorists. Let's just start tracking our own people. At least we know where they are. We know where Americans are. Understand, this is a super triple secret organization created recently to track us. 35 people. Organized by Grannies and Gold Star Families for Peace, an organization made up of family members of soldiers killed in Iraq. Now, so just feel this. Our government has created an organization to track the family members of soldiers who have given their lives for this country. Do you know who the terrorists are now? Are you clear who the terrorists are now? All you people out there that have your made in China, I support the troops magnets affixed to the backs of your cars. Y'all should be outraged. Our military is, I guess, maybe the statement by our good military is this. Shoot. Once you dead, we got no use for you anymore. You're just supposed to give up your body, your soul, your heart for this country. But once you out of the picture, shoot. We'll dog your family out. We won't acknowledge the sacrifices that they are going to make for the rest of their lives because your life was taken. These are the actions of your good government. And I want you to feel how this happened, too. 3 days before the... Because the question that some of you probably are asking, how did they know about this rally? Well, let me tell you. 3 days before the rally, an aide to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger alerted the guard to the press. I mean, alerted the organization, the guard organization, to the event. Isn't that something? If your daddy was a Nazi, I guess, you know, you're going to act like one. Huh. The Heil Hitler doesn't fall far from the tree. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Arnold Schwarzenegger told the guard, check out these women that are dressed in pink. Check out the family. Follow, track, hunt down the family members of soldiers killed in Iraq. They're the enemy. They're the enemy. Happy Fourth. This is what your good government is doing. And I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. It's a waste of our money, but wasting money is nothing new to this greed beyond imagination. It is, I think it is impossible to fathom the greed of this administration. You want to know why veterans don't have the benefits, why veterans' co-payments have doubled? Check this out. The TSA, where they fired all those people and hired all those people to make us safer, remember them? They lost control of $300 million that they were in charge of. You want to know where some of the money went? I'll tell you. Because it is 4th of July, and I want you to be able to celebrate your holiday. $526.95. I'm sure some of you are saying, what are you bringing up $500 out of a $300 million hunk of money? Well, let me tell you what $526 was spent for out of your $300 million. One phone call from the Hyatt Regency in Chicago to Iowa City. One phone call. One phone call. How about this? They spent $1,180. That's not a whole lot of money, is it? Well, it is when you think that it was spent for 20 gallons of Starbucks coffee at $3.69 a cup at the Santa Clara Marriott in California, $1,180. How about this? $1,540 to rent 14 extension cords. Did you hear what I said? For 5 days. No, for 3 weeks. $1,540 to rent 14 extension cords at $5 each per day for 3 weeks. They didn't go out and buy the extension cords. They rented them at a cost that you paid for $1,540. How about $8,000 for elevator operators at the Marriott in Manhattan? How about this? How about this as a 4th of July little present for you? $5.4 million was claimed for 9 months' salary for the chief executive of an events logistics firm that received, now, this events logistics firm, the firm received a contract for work before it was even incorporated. And what are the odds of this? They went out of business right after the contract ended. Shoot, I guess if your chief exec gets $5 million for a salary for 9 months' work, ain't no reason to work anymore. You set for life. He got $5 million for 9 months of salary for an events logistics firm that received a contract before it was even incorporated and went out of business after the contract expired. Jesus. This is a federal audit that has called into question $303 million of the $741 million spent to assess and hire passenger screeners for the newly created TSA. It's just $20 an hour for temporary workers billed to the government at $48 per hour. Subcontractors who signed out $5,000 in cash at a time with no supporting documents. $377,000 in unsubstantiated long-distance phone calls. $514,000 to rent tents that flooded during a rainstorm. $4.4 million in no-show fees for job candidates who did not appear for the tests. We're talking about NCS Pearson, Inc. It was hired by the TSA to test, interview, fingerprint, medically evaluate, pre-certify the candidates. The audit said that Pearson failed to properly justify costs and improperly awarded subcontracts without competitive bidding. One of the key issues that they discovered in the audit was to move the hiring process from Pearson's 925 U.S. private assessment centers. They moved them from the assessment centers that they already had to 150 hotels, which added $343 million to the cost of the contract. According to Patrick Cohen, who supervised the hiring efforts for Pearson at 43 sites, said that there was an abuse of the taxpayers' trust. It was a waste of taxpayers' money. You think? Happy 4th of July. Proud to be an American. We have so much stuff to talk about, y'all. You need to get back to me. I'll be back. There are troubles. There's trouble, trouble, trouble in them fields, folks. Stay with me.
By our side, no silver in the rain. Leave our pockets full of nothing but our dreams in the golden rain. Have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out and they're talking a great depression. Out in these empty fields and dust as deep as snow. And all this trouble in our fields, this rain can fall, these fools can heal. They'll never take our native soil. But if we sell them John Deere and then we'll work these crops to sweat and tears, you'll be the mule.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Pier 1. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchard Bridge, major road construction. Two center lanes are closed. Two far left lanes are open at this hour. Through traffic, there are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and River Repair, no problems there. Eastbound 44 between Mraz Overpass all the way through Sappington, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and McKnight, traffic's flowing freely. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Doherty Ferry, everything looks good. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into 170, everything is on the move there. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge through Lindbergh, no problems to report there. The northbound Route 3 ramp to westbound 5570 is closed due to the deck repairs. The detour is to go eastbound to 4th Street, then back on to westbound 5570. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound Route 3 has reopened to the north of 5570 due to earlier water main work. Each bridge is closed in both directions until Tuesday, July 5th, due to Fair St. Louis. Westbound 5570 between Poplar Street Bridge and all the way in looks good this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge is looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, no problems to report. Northbound Memorial Drive from Poplar Street Bridge all the way into Pine Street is closed due to Fair St. Louis. Walnut Market, Chestnut, and Pine are also closed at Memorial as well. South of Memorial Drive will be closed beginning at 7 p.m. this evening. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Pier 1. Stop by Pier 1 for their one big summer sale this weekend and save 25 to 50% on furniture and accessories for every room in your home. Pier 1, life more interesting. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Independence Day for today. Partly sunny skies this morning, mostly sunny by this afternoon with a high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly sunny, or mostly sunny, I should say, with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. And Independence Day, Monday, look forward to partly cloudy skies with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 74 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Fix the faucet. Put up a new shelf. Organize a closet. Rip out an old carpet. Hi, I'm Bob Vila. No matter what type of home renovation you're planning, put this at the top of your to-do list. Check your family's tetanus booster status. Any minor wound, such as a cut or scrape, can put you at risk for tetanus infection. Maybe you wear safety gear to help reduce wounds, but an up-to-date vaccination called the TD booster is your only sure protection. Because you need a routine vaccine every 10 years to prevent both tetanus and diphtheria, another potentially fatal disease. If it's been more than 10 years since your last TD booster, then it's not just your house that's out of date, it's you. Contact your healthcare provider or local health clinic to find out if it's time for a tetanus booster to keep your protection strong. If it's been 10, do it again. A public service message from the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and this station. To learn more, visit nfid.org.
Listen, man, adding fractions is no big deal.
Nah?
No. You just got to find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4 and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers so that becomes an 8 too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Oh, sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, where else? This Friday and Saturday, that would be today and tomorrow only, 20% off of regular price Kenmore appliances, plus 10% off of other regular price home appliances, plus 0% APR financing until July 2006 with your Sears card, and free delivery with mail and rebate. You know what? It's hot out there. It's hot out there. It's hot out there. It's time to get a new air conditioner. Where are you going to get it? Sears, where else? They have wonderful air conditioners available with installation. That means they come to your house and put it in. So where are you going to go? 3425 Union, black-owned, black-operated Sears. Where else?
Did you know that one unspayed female cat can produce 36 cats in just 1.5 years? Every year, millions of animals are euthanized in animal shelters, and millions more are abandoned to die on the streets. The good news is that all of these deaths can be prevented with spaying and neutering. Altering animals also prevents deadly cancers and other diseases. Make an appointment to get your animal friend spayed or neutered today. For more information, please call 757-622-PETA or visit helpinganimals.com. Thank you.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Gotta find me an angel to fly away. Thank you.
find me an angel. This is Liz Brown. I always am filled with reflection when it's time for the 4th of July celebrations. I see the history here, the history in the making of this Iraq invasion, this Iraq occupation. I'm living history in the making. And I'm aware of the history already made. Fourth of July is just an interesting time and a time for reflection about what this country is, what this country stands for. And I always like to look back on, and those of you that have access to the internet, go to Google, type in Frederick Douglass and the 4th of July speech made in 1852. And I want to share some of that with you this morning to help you understand, to underscore part of the reflection that I have every 4th of July. Frederick Douglass wrote, "Fellow citizens, pardon me and allow me to ask, why am I called to speak here today? What have I or those I represent to do with your national independence? Are the great principles of political freedom and natural justice embodied in that Declaration of Independence extended to us? And am I therefore called upon to bring our humble offering to the national altar and to confess the benefits and express devout gratitude for the blessings resulting from your independence to us? Would to God, both for your sakes and ours, that an affirmative answer could be truthfully returned to these questions. Then would my task be light and my burden be easy and delightful. For who is there so cold that a nation's sympathy could not warm him? Who is so dead to the claims of gratitude that would not thankfully acknowledge such priceless benefit? Who is so stoic and selfish that they would not give his voice to swell the hallelujahs of a nation's jubilee when the chains of servitude had been torn from his limbs? I am not that man. In a case like that, the dumb might eloquently speak and the lame man leap like as an hart. But such is not the state of the case," writes Frederick Douglass. "I say it with a sad sense of disparity between us. I am not included within the pale of this glorious anniversary. Your high independence only reveals the immeasurable distance between us. The blessings in which you this day rejoice are not enjoyed in common. The rich inheritance of justice, liberty, and prosperity, and independence bequeathed by your fathers is shared by you, not by me. The sunlight that brought life and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. This 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn, to drag a man in fetters into the grand illuminated temple of liberty, and to call upon him to join you in the joyous anthems were inhumane mockery and sacrilegious irony. Do you mean, citizens, to mock me by asking me to speak today? If so, there is no parallel to your conduct. And let me warn you that it is dangerous to copy the example of a nation whose crimes, towering up to heaven, were thrown down by the breath of the Almighty, burying that nation in irrevocable ruin. Fellow citizens, above your national tumultuous joy, I hear the mournful wail of millions whose chains, heavy and grievous yesterday, are today rendered more intolerable by the jubilant shouts that reach them. If I do forget, if I do not remember those bleeding children of sorrow this day, may my right hand forget her cunning, and may my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. To forget them, to pass lightly over their wrongs, and to chime in with popular theme would be treason most scandalous and shocking, and would make me a reproach before God and the world. My name is Liz Brown. Those words were those of Frederick Douglass. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get to me. We have much to talk about.
Just what am I fighting for? I win some, but I always lose the war. I keep right on stumbling, and there's no man's land. But I know, yes, I know, there must be a better world somewhere.
To me, summer is family time. Time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loves the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube ride, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Caracas. The state-owned oil company of Venezuela says it plans to conduct a study that it expects will show Venezuela has the largest oil reserves in the world, even bigger than those in Saudi Arabia. Previous calculations indicate the South American country has about 80 billion barrels of reserves, but that figure does not include some 240 billion barrels of extra heavy oil that's located in the Orinoco oil belt. The extra heavy crude was originally marketed as boiler fuel and classified the same as coal. In recent years, the state-owned company has been involved in joint ventures that mix the heavy crude with light crude to make a more synthetic, refinable product, and that could lead to production of about 500,000 barrels of usable crude a day. If the study confirms these details, the Venezuelan influence over OPEC could create a power shift that would give the government of President Hugo Chavez a large leadership role in the world. And Dateline Baghdad. A story that was not heavily reported by the mainstream media concerns a conference that took place during June of representatives of the General Union of Oil Employees. Some 150 representatives from several areas of Iraq came together for the purpose of reviving the public sector and to build an Iraq free of privatization. Very few people are aware of orders issued by the U.S. Coalition Provisional Authority during its term. Order number 39, which was passed in September of 2003, calls for 100% foreign ownership of all Iraqi companies and its assets, and requires all profits made to be directed back to those foreign interests. It also gives those entities total say on trade, taxes, salaries, and employment issues. This would seem to violate the Geneva Convention, which does not allow any occupying power to remake a nation's entire economy for the sake of the free market. The Iraqi Oil Workers Union has been working for the last 2 years trying to organize and using protests, blockading, and striking tactics, which the occupying authority has regarded as illegal because of the CPA orders. The union efforts may eventually succeed, though, because it is not connected to any political party and staunchly intends to stay independent and focus on the needs of its worker members. This is your wake-up call global news update. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? The Old Testament prophet Micah asked that question of his people thousands of years ago. Since 1994, that question has been one of the bedrock values of Hope for the Nations. In 20 countries around the world, Hope for the Nations turns today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders, provides security so children can become confident young people, actively trains them to become productive leaders in their society, and helps their communities to become self-sufficient. Learn more about Hope for the Nations and how you can become part of their worldwide ministry. Go online at www.hopeforthenations.com. That's www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994. What is the Lord requiring of you? Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
If I go a million miles away, I'd write a letter each and every day. 'Cause honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you. And you can pass me by, but honey, nothing can ever change this love I have for you.
Ooh, ooh, I love me some Sam Cooke. Nothing can change this love I have for you. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. Ooh, you need to get to me. Good googly moogly. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes. Did you hear about the letter that Congressman John Conyers into the Washington Post?
I talked about it the week that it happened.
Mm-hmm. On June 17th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and I talked about the article that was written that precipitated the letter.
Yes, it's terrible that the Post would ridicule John Conyers and the other fellow members for being stuffed into a room so small and not tell the readers why. I mean, that's what you would call yellow journalism. I mean, the fact that fellow Democrats were stuffed into a room the size of a closet, and the reason is they didn't want to discuss something that's important. They were so afraid to discuss ideas and facts, and then they would try to sabotage his efforts and his fellow Democrats' efforts to do so. And then to have this reporter, Dana Milbanks, to then ridicule him in the Washington Post. I mean, this administration, I mean, on every level, they seem to be, I'm talking about the Republicans, trying to thwart a truth from coming out. It's, I guess it's criminal, actually.
Okay.
And thank you for taking my call.
Sure. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I wonder, and I continue to wonder, as I look at the weekend coming up. I won't be on Monday. It is a holiday. But you got a question in these times, in the history-making times that we're living in, and the history-made times that we have come from. You got to wonder, and you got to reflect upon what democracy is, and what part of 4th of July do you celebrate? And I think about Joe's going to be doing a story. You're going to hear it on the World News Report about what we've said on the show. I think about the fact that this country, this government, went into Iraq and passed laws that said that that country would be 100% owned by outside interests. What part of democracy do you celebrate given that fact? That the Iraqi people own less than 3% of their own country after our invasion. What part of Saddam Hussein do you get mad at for that? Don't you feel like those cartoons from the 50s and the 60s, when something stupid happens to one of the characters, he turns into a big walking sucker? Don't you feel like you're one of those walking suckers out there? Maybe a red, white, and blue sucker? Our government passed a law in Iraq that said that our country would own 100% of Iraq. Jesus. Car phone.
Thank you ever so much, Liz, for keeping this thing real for these people that cannot understand what's going on. It is an atrocity what's happening. But the thing that irritates me the most, though, is that they're coming out here and they're trying to beat the drum for war against Iran.
Front page story. Is this the guy that held us hostage 30 years ago? Iran, the war drums are beating on 4th of July, aren't they, William?
Exactly. And now but see, if you use that same analogy and hold that same, the way they're doing this, man, which I'm not saying anything positive about him, but how many people has your own president killed? How many people has your own government killed? How many rights as citizens of the United States have they taken away from you?
The National Guard was tracking around after little old white ladies dressed in pink at the direction of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Come on.
And they want to start talking about a war against Iran? Thank you, Liz.
Don't make me cuss. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. We're coming back with, Glenn Ford and Looking Black. stay with us.
You take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that
door. WGMU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett.
And I don't know what live is.
But Missy Elliott and a lot of other people will soon get a better understanding of Live 8, the largest ever anti-poverty effort aimed at the world's eight richest nations. Live 8 concerts start tomorrow around the world. ABC's Aaron Katursky with us live from Philadelphia.
Hundreds of thousands are expected here, Joan, to see Stevie Wonder and others perform in a concert that calls on world leaders to cancel debt African nations owe.
It is time for the most powerful nations of the world to forget the loans.
More than two dozen artists are scheduled to perform here Saturday. It's one of 10 concerts around the globe ahead of the G8 summit in Scotland, Joan.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live from Philadelphia. AAA says this could be a record weekend for holiday travel. ABC's Keith Garvin with some numbers.
40 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this 4th of July weekend. AAA estimates that 84% will make the trip by car. And despite the high gas prices, that's a slight increase from last year's numbers.
With demand increasing, hotel rates are up slightly. Renting a car could cost 13% more than last year. Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, are husband and wife. They've been married for 2 days, says Ken Baker with Us Magazine.
Ben and Jen got married on Wednesday night in the Turks and Caicos Islands secretly. Hardly anyone knew, and even people closest to them weren't even invited. It was as private and intimate as you can get.
And their reps confirmed that Garner is expecting the couple's first child. Millions of residents of Baghdad are without water after a fire erupted in a transformer that supplies power to the main water plant. Officials blame insurgents. Nearly 1,700 people doing battle with a central Arizona wildfire that's burned almost 200,000 acres. This is ABC News.
There are many ways to say goodbye.
See ya.
Cheerio.
Hasta la vista.
Ciao.
Toodaloo.
Bon voyage.
Sayonara, sister.
Later, Gator.
You can say goodbye to inflexible business wireless plans any way you choose. Then say hello to Sprint PCS and a variety of flexible plans and services designed especially for your business. Right now, when you activate a new line and sign up for a 2-year service agreement, you can get the new Sprint PCS VI 2300 phone by Sanyo for just $1.99. Buy as many as you like at this price. And with traditional voice calling, walkie-talkie style calls, and email capabilities, you'll stay better connected. For this limited time offer, visit a Sprint store or call 1-877-PCS4-BIZ. That's 1-877-PCS4-BIZ. Subject to credit. Offer not available everywhere. Subject to changes. Termination fees, terms, and conditions apply. Say hello to savings today.
Hello.
With Sprint, business is beautiful.
Starting today, parents in Michigan can sign up for a registry aimed at keeping spammers from sending inappropriate email to kids. Other rule changes today?
A flurry of new laws is going into effect July 1st, first day of the fiscal year in a number of states. You can take it with you in Florida and Wyoming. Restaurant goers there can take unfinished wine home with them if it's in a sealed container. Nevada boosting the penalties for bad sports parent behavior. Make an unarmed assault on a referee, get up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine. Virginia is declaring the big-eared bat one of its official Commonwealth symbols. And in Indiana, they're changing the legal term of trailer park to the more politically correct mobile home community. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Minnesota state government is shut down today for the first time in its history after lawmakers failed to pass a stopgap spending plan. About 9,000 employees were laid off temporarily. Highway rest stops will be unattended for the 4th of July weekend. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, several families are out of their homes today after a 3-alarm fire destroyed their South St. Louis County apartments. The fire at the Marlboro Trails apartments on Middle Valley Walk apparently started in a top-floor unit around 5 p.m.
No injuries are reported. The cause remains under investigation. The State Administrative Board overseeing the Wellston School District will hold its first meeting this afternoon. A Cole County judge denied the Wellston School District's petition for a restraining order yesterday and set another hearing for next Thursday. The ousted school district officials are seeking a reversal of the decision denying the district provisional accreditation. The State Board of Education has appointed former St. Louis Public Schools Deputy Superintendent Charles Brown to head the Wellston District, with district residents Gary Beals and Cassandra Hollins Wallace rounding out the board. Citizens who are upset with the cuts to Missouri's Medicaid program are taking their case to court. A class action lawsuit has been filed against the state of Missouri, challenging the implementation of the cuts. Reverend James Morris, the president of the local chapter of ACORN, explains why the lawsuit was filed.
It is clear to us that the state legislature failed to provide, as the law requires, adequate notice and opportunity for hearings on these Medicaid cuts.
ACORN is asking those who will be cut from the Medicaid program to call their offices at 314-531-7023. Opponents of the cuts say they will disenroll more than 24,000 parents and caretaker relatives due to a reduction in income limits from 75% of the federal poverty level to approximately 23% of the federal poverty level. Some refugees and St. Louis area immigrants now have a taste of what a 4th of July celebration is like. Yesterday, the International Institute hosted the annual New American Barbecue for more than 300 newcomers. The newcomers were served a traditional 4th of July meal of burgers, chips, and fruit. The International Institute has provided adjustment services to new Americans in St. Louis since 1919. Finally this hour, Chris Carpenter goes to the mound against the Rockies tonight looking for win number 12 on the year. Carpenter has won his last three starts and is 11-4 overall. His record in June was 4-1 and his ERA was just 0.90 for the month. For the season, Carpenter has an ERA of 2.77. Joe Kennedy is the starter for the Rockies. He has posted an overall record of 4-7. First pitch is 7:10 p.m. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Tropicana Pure Premium. Tropicana's invigorating nutrition and fresh-squeezed taste can make anyone feel like a morning person. Have a Tropicana morning. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kohl's Department Stores. Eastbound 40 between Clarkson and Chesterfield Parkway East. Look for an accident. The right lane is blocked and traffic jams back to Chesterfield Parkway West. Westbound 44 at Grand, the off-ramp is reopened after an earlier stall has been cleared. Eastbound 70 at 79, medical emergency reported. Unconscious person in a vehicle on the exit ramp at this hour. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge. Look for major road construction. Two center lanes are closed. The far left lanes are open for through traffic. Traffic is heavy from 94 all the way to 5th Street. Northbound 55 between Rivers Barracks and Gasconade, no problems to report this hour. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270, everything's on the move. Northbound 270 from Sappington to Marshall, nothing to report there. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into 170, everything looks good in your 7 o'clock commute. The Eads Bridge is closed in both directions until Tuesday, July 5th at noon due to Fair St. Louis festivities. And now taking a look at the rest of your bridge approaches, westbound 5570 from 64 to the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic, westbound 64 to 5570 split. You have stop-and-go traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way into Laclede's Landing, everything looks good this hour. Northbound Memorial Drive from Poplar Street Bridge to Pine Street is closed due to Fair St. Louis activities. Walnut Market, Chestnut, and Pine are also closed at Memorial Drive. South Memorial Drive will close at 7 p.m. this evening. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kohl's Department Stores. Kohl's Power Hours. Get their best prices on select items in the store. Shop Night Owls this Friday, today, from 3 until 11 p.m. And Early Birds, you can start tomorrow, Saturday, from 7 a.m. until noon during Kohl's pre-4th of July sale. Kohl's, expect great things. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Independence Day. Partly sunny skies this morning, mostly sunny by this afternoon with a high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in mid 60s. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high in mid 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in mid upper 60s. And then for Sunday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 90. And Independence Day, Monday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 90 as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 75 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for another hour of the award-winning wake-up call, It's Looking Black, that's up next with Liz Brown. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen?
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that? I remember saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
All men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome, Looking Black. This is Liz Brown. Our guest this morning is Glenn Ford, editor of BlackCommentator.com, joining us from Jersey City, New Jersey. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm loving speaking to you.
So, Glenn, what's cooking? What's cooking? What caught your eye? What caught your mind? What caught your attention?
Well, what we got to do is actually the mission, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And so what we've been doing at BlackCommentator.com is exploring the mission with the call to Gary. And that's a metaphor. You know, Gary was the 1972 convention. That was a seminal event in black history. Bill Lucy, the head of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, called a couple of weeks ago for a return to Gary. That's a metaphor, too.
Mm-hmm.
It means let's reexamine. What have we done? What mistakes have we made and what progress have we made?
And what we need to do.
And what we need to do. And that's a hell of a mission.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
Yeah, it is.
And so we at Black Commentator have been trying to examine that. And so in our June 23rd issue, we talked about the language of white supremacy. Because in those 33 years since Gary, corporate language has become so predominant in all of society, including the way we talk. I'm talking about the way black folk talk, that we really have to look at it and say, are we talking like ourselves?
And give us some examples of that.
Two words. Bill Cosby.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. So
we could have a long conversation about that, but
well, I mean, I guess the point that I'm hearing from you is that the whole part of the challenge that has faced us is a movement 30-something years ago, 20-something years ago, 5 years ago, to tell our children that the goal for their future was located in corporate America. And that, and in accepting that as a goal, and accepting that as a place in the promised land, the people of that generation were also being told to accept the mentality that comes from corporate America.
I am sure you are correct in that. If you accept that is the place that your children should arrive at,
mm-hmm.
then you accept the morals, the values of that place.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only did that place not deliver.
And it didn't deliver for white America either.
It didn't deliver for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It don't care about nobody.
That's right, except for their board.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to... I think in the process of rejecting the language of white supremacy, which was the title of our June 23rd commentary, we have to re-examine all of the assumptions of corporate America.
And I think part of the impact of corporate America is this disconnect between what your relationship with the society that you live in, the definition of what the bottom line is, and a worldview that it's all fair, everything is fair when you're in the pursuit of the bottom line, and also everybody is equal. If you're not at the top, it's because of something that you've done.
There is something wrong with you.
There you go.
There is a moral content there that mitigates against us.
Mm.
And that says that, well, I guess rich people must be morally better.
There you go.
Because they already rich.
There you go.
So there must be something wrong with us.
There you go.
That's why I'm talking about Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And he's rich.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And the contempt, he was recently here in St. Louis. And those that I talked to a number of people that attended I don't know what this redemption trip that he's on right now.
Yeah.
You know, this redemption
he's
trip.
He's on some kind of anti black trip.
Yeah. And people walked away, people that I talked to walked away saying, huh? You know, what is it that you're saying?
Well, you know, there is a current, and you and I have talked about this. There is a current in black politics, a long-term one, that is embarrassed by the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Cosby is the exponent
mm-hmm.
of that current. That's what he's doing. He's saying, y'all making us look bad.
There you go. There you go.
Well.
There you go. So do better so that you don't make me feel embarrassed.
That's right. That's right. Because I'm rich, but I still don't feel all
right. That's right. That's right. I'm still not comfortable in my skin. I'm still not comfortable in my skin.
You know, Liz, if I was as rich as him, I would never be embarrassed.
About nothing. About nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. So one of the things that you talk about in the article that you're referring to about the rejecting the language of white supremacy is...
Well, that means that we must talk in our own language.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that every day. But we must be clear about it and validate it.
Mm-hmm.
That is, we don't need to listen to Nightline
mm-hmm.
to learn how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talk rather well, don't you?
Doggone. Yeah, you doggone Skippy, we do. Doggone Skippy, we do. You know, and I guess that's one of the other conversations that's been had over the last few years, this whole conversation of Ebonics. And that is another one of those class discussions. And those you're embarrassing me discussions.
That's right.
And you should feel bad about yourself and the way you do discussions.
You got it. It's that embarrassment
mm-hmm.
current.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember in a piece that Apfecker did in one of his books where Negroes of 1980 in New Orleans were complaining and sent a petition to the city fathers, white city fathers, complaining about having black women black women who were prisoners cleaning streets. They weren't concerned about the conditions of these black women prisoners. They just didn't want them to be out there because they were an embarrassment.
I guess one of the things that's fascinated me about the Ebonics piece, if we can take an aside with that, is the way that it's the same energy that Bill Cosby had of making fun or attempting to make fun of the decision by several generations of children to make their names sound African. It's an effort to make people feel badly about themselves and ashamed of their own selves. I mean, not only is he ashamed, but he wants us to feel ashamed of ourselves because of how we speak.
Yes, how derisive he is. Our people don't necessarily know how to phrase these African names or Arabic names.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many reasons for that. But they make an effort to craft out another identity,
and you know,
for
what,
themselves,
and
that is us.
But also Glenn, the other part of this is the extraordinary courageousness of young people. These are young kids that are taking these names for their children because they're saying to the world, "I want you to be clear. I'm a black woman. This baby's a black man. This baby's a black woman."
Courageous is saying, "Take this name."
That's right. That's right. Because generations
don't want us to have that name.
But even outside of Cosby,
he wanted to be Bill.
But outside of Cosby, this is a country that was born out of taking the Wazinskis out of their name and turning it into Smith and
mm-hmm.
to Jones. That's the history of this country, for people to leave their ethnic heritage behind and to blend into this society by taking a name that they believe doesn't connect them to their ethnic roots.
What we have done, and it's not very well noted in the black community, what we have done is made political statements out of our names
and made it clear
that should be respected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And made it clear, I'm not changing my name to Jane. I'm changing my name to Janisha.
Whatever you make up.
Whatever you make up, because I want it to be clear.
Right.
That's right. And I saw an article. I saw an editorial in the USA Today when a study came out saying that young people of African descent, when they choose these names for themselves and for their children, when they go to apply for jobs, they are automatically denied based upon their names. This young woman of African descent was said in this article in USA Today that is a reason why our kids should stop naming themselves that.
Well, you know, look at this. Are we supposed to encourage our young people not to express their independence and pride?
That's right.
Is that what our obligation as elders is
that's
about?
Right. That's right. And it's
tell
not.
Them not to express their pride?
That's right.
No. It's to tell them, let's organize and change stuff.
That's right. Because you've made the first step. You've made the first step. You've made a political statement about who you are and let the world be clear on who you are.
That's right. You done the name.
That's right. That's right. And there is part of the African culture that says that you name yourself something that every time your name is spoken, that something powerful happens as a result of saying your name. And that's what these babies are doing.
Yes, ma'am. And they're doing it on their own.
Yes, they
are. And they don't spell it right, but they're trying.
That's right. They're exactly trying. They are absolutely trying. Absolutely trying.
And we should honor them.
Yes, we should.
Rather than do like Cosby does.
That's right.
And call them.
Get embarrassed. Get embarrassed when his son's name was Ennis. He's going to get embarrassed with Janisha.
Right.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Well, no, we both actually do get it.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
Our current issue, I think that your audience might really like it. It's by Bruce Dixon, our associate editor. He's from Atlanta. No, excuse me, he's from Chicago, lives in Atlanta. And it's about it's time to build a mass movement.
Mass movement.
And it's like 101, and it goes along with the whole discussion of going back to Gary, because it's been 33 years, and we really have not talked about what is a national black political convention. You know, what the hell are we doing?
And I love the first line of it. Democracy does not come from the government from on high. It comes from people getting together and struggling for justice.
That is so clear. In April, 15 of the Congressional Black Caucus members voted against our interests. They all come from majority black districts. But it didn't seem to matter, did it?
Not at all. Not at all.
10 of them voted for the bankruptcy bill. The black community is surrounded by predatory lenders. They didn't care. You know? Why? Because they can get funding from American Express and all the rest. And there are no countervailing forces.
Yeah.
That's what we got to put together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. There should be an organization, an entity that responds when Harold Ford acts in the obscene way against the interests of his constituents.
Yes.
And there needs to be a response
and
to that.
And tells his constituents, who I don't believe know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe the black people of Memphis know.
I don't think they do either.
You know?
I don't think that they do. How would they know?
I don't think the black people of St. Louis know what Lacey's doing.
I do my best. I do my best. We're going to take a break, folks. We are talking to Glenn Ford, editor of BlackCommentator.com. He's joining us from, of course, Jersey City, New Jersey.
This is Liz. Keep on doing that.
This is Liz Brown. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Tears upon your face. Soon you'll see. All of your fears will pass away. Safe in my arms. You're only sleeping. What can you see? All the horizon, wide in the wide Gulf Coast. Across the sea.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Granite Works Girls Night Out. Eastbound Page at Lackland, an accident involving an overturned box truck on top of another vehicle. Only the right lane is getting by. No serious injuries are reported at this hour. Traffic jams near Westport Plaza Drive. Westbound 40 between Chesterfield Parkway West and Boone's Crossing, an accident reported involving a vehicle off the roadway. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchette Bridge, major road construction. Two center lanes are closed. Two far left lanes are open to through traffic. And traffic is heavy from 94 to 5th Street as we speak. Northbound 55 between Union and Lafayette, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 between 141 and 270, everything is on the move. Northbound 270 between 55 and 44, nothing to report there. Westbound 270 from Lilac all the way to West Florissant, look for traffic starting to build. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to 55, nothing to report there. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Spady Road, everything is on the move as well. Taking a look at your bridge approaches. Westbound 5570 from 64 to the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, you also have slow traffic as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound, Eads Bridge is closed in both directions until Tuesday, July 5th at noon due to the Fair St. Louis festivities, as well as northbound Memorial Drive between Poplar Street Bridge and Pine Street closed for Fair St. Louis festivities as well. Walnut Market, Chestnut, and Pine at Memorial are also closed. Southbound Memorial Drive will close this evening beginning at 7 p.m. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Granite Works Girls Night Out. This Friday and every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., visit the Granite Works showrooms for Girls Night Out. Cooking classes for just $10, which includes wine tasting. Have some fun. Call 862-6300 today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Independence Day, Monday. Look forward to today. Partly sunny skies this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. And Monday, Independence Day, look for partly cloudy skies with a high near 90 as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees under cloudy conditions. Lambert Field is reporting 75 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Looking Black with Liz Brown on the wake-up call right here on AM 920 WGNU. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. That's 800-376-9913.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, this Friday and Saturday, only 20% off of regular price Kenmore appliances, plus 10% off of other regular price home appliances, plus 0% APR financing until July 2006 with your Sears card, and free delivery with mail-in rebate. Don't forget, it's hot out here. That means you need an air conditioner. They have air conditioners, and their air conditioners are available with installation. So get on over to the only black-owned and operated Sears at 3425 Union. Get your shop on. Sears, where else?
I like some cookies.
Potato chips.
Candy.
Ice cream.
Brownies. Marshmallows!
Cotton candy!
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Chocolate donuts for breakfast!
I want pizza! Pizza! Pizza!
Popcorn!
That's why they have you.
French fries!
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food to women, infants, children. It's confidential and free. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. That's 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you.
Pepperoni pizza.
And you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
Find out on T3, Talk Totally for Teens. Log on at WGNU.net.
Every time I sing this song, I sing for my Georgia. Oh, Georgia. Yeah, they hold me through. This old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Liz Brown back here with Looking Black, and we have, of course, Glenn Ford, editor of BlackCommentator.com, joining us from Jersey. Glenn, welcome back. Welcome back. Let me get to a caller or two here, if I might.
Yes, you may.
Yes, ma'am. You have a question or comment for our guest, Glenn Ford? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you have a question or comment for our guest, Glenn Ford?
Yes. Well, I have a comment. Liz, do you or your guests remember the book, Crisis in Black and White by Charles E. Silverman?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Okay. In that book, he says the goal of this nation is to make black bodies with white minds. In my opinion, that's what have happened to Cosby. He is a result of that. And I'm glad to know that our younger generations, by naming their children their own made-up names, are not following in those in that example.
Isn't that wonderful, Liz?
Thank you very much, caller.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Isn't that a wonderful point that she has made?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that they may not know why they're doing it, but they are expressing not just their individuality, but their raciality.
Absolutely.
And
I just want to underscore this, if I might, Glenn. This is unlike any group of people. The courage of this generation, of these generations, is unlike any other group of people in the history of the United States.
To call yourself Shanika, even if you can't spell it, is a political statement.
And it's courageous because white America came here and took the skis off of their name. Rock Hudson's name wasn't Rock Hudson.
Of course.
You know, they took all of the ethnic indicators out of their name.
That's right.
And
they all homogenized themselves.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
But instead, black American youth makes themselves unique and very identifiable.
That's right. Instantly identifiable.
Instantly.
And despite what they know of what this country is going to do.
Even though they know that it's
going
to cost them.
Absolutely. 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 And that is something.
Our people are willing to go out there in the world and get costed something.
There you go. There you go. And that is something to be celebrated. That is something to be embraced. And that is something, if you want to be prideful of something, that's something to be prideful about.
Certainly not something to criticize.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me get to another caller here. Donna, you have a question for our guest, Glenn Ford.
Yeah, I have a comment, basically. And I'm so glad you guys are talking about names. I purposely, now I'm close to 50, I purposely named my baby Asante.
Mm.
And I looked it up in the history books, and I found out about the Asante tribe, and my baby knows how to spell his name. He knows what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So when people ask him, he can say it with pride.
Great.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
454-0400 is my phone number. And that I think out of all of the things that were said by Cosby, that to me was just the most reprehensible, the making fun of this and suggesting that this was that the names meant that the children had no value. It's just outrageous.
Yes. It was egregious to the max.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. So what else do we have out here going on, Mr. Ford?
Well, now you got to be more specific.
I have to be more specific than this. All right, then let's talk about, you know, one of the things that we had an international forum last weekend, and we talked about the policies in Haiti, and we talked about the policies in Venezuela and the policies in Colombia, and how all of that is tied into the same thing that we see happening in Iraq. And I guess one of the things, I was talking about Venezuela when I was part of the panel, and the thing that I found to be just so amazing is how the race card is played in every single country by this country.
When have you looked at Venezuelan television?
No, I have not.
If you look at Venezuelan television, all you will see is white people.
Mm-hmm.
That is a totally segregated, race-based culture.
And
that is the reason, excuse me, not the reason, let me phrase it differently. Chavez, his base is what we would call black people.
That's right. Look like me, look like you.
Right. Now, that's a different conversation because, you know, they don't talk in the same language we do. But they do know that they ain't white.
And one of the cards that was played against Hugo Chavez when he had to face that recall that was paid for by this country and instigated by this country put out the flyers in Venezuela, do not vote for this El Negro.
Yes.
You know, because he is, and from
the,
what?
The white people.
That's right.
Play this card.
That's right.
Blatantly.
That's right.
In fact, in Latino America, the white people know who they are. The problem is that the not white people sometimes don't know who they are.
Mm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah.
The white people are totally conscious of being white.
And the beauty of Chavez is that he's clear. He is clear on who he is.
That's right.
He is crystal on who he is. He proud.
Hey, I'm an Indian. I'm a Negro.
African and I'm Indian. I am African and I'm Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Negro and Indio. That's
right?
That's what he says.
That's right.
And that's why his people love him so much past his heart, past their heart. That's why they, well, not all of them, but that's why the ones that came out and supported
and
him.
And what
too.
He has done by his vociferous enunciation of that is to crystallize the opinions
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, so, because that's not common in Latin conversation.
Have you had a chance to see today, there's an article with Jesse Jackson and some stamps that have come out in Mexico. Have you seen these stamps yet?
Yes, I've seen that. That's,
okay,
I was looking at that right before we talked.
Okay, we have to take a break right now, and then when we come back, I want to talk about these stamps and get to a couple more of our callers here. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Glenn Ford. We're doing, of course, Looking Black, editor of BlackCommentator.com, joining us from Jersey City, New Jersey. I'll be back. Stay with us.
Princess, Prince Among Princes. Tune in every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. The show called Rasta Resolutions. Only on Radio Free St. Louis, 920 on AM dial, WGNU. Also on the net at WGNU.net. 2 hours of classical roots reggae for the prophecies are told through musical instruments. Rasta Resolutions.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Baghdad. This is one of those stories that makes you stop and say, A special correspondent to the Knight Ridder News Agency was shot to death near his home in western Baghdad last Friday. The American military says it's investigating the shooting of Yasser Salahi. But what he was working on at the time of his death may hold the key as to why he was shot by an American sniper with no warning shots ever fired. For over a month, Salahi had been gathering information that coalition forces had been carrying out illegal killings of alleged members and supporters of the anti-coalition resistance. A story he filed in May with the New York Times outlined how the American military had modeled an Iraqi police squad of commandos called the Wolf Brigade after the El Salvador death squads that were set up in the 1980s to put down that country's insurgency. Salahi and another reporter were able to find 30 examples in less than a week of bodies turning up of people who were last seen being arrested by that commando squad. According to the director of the Baghdad morgue, the corpses had been bound behind their backs, blindfolded, and appeared to have been whipped with a cord, suffered electric shocks, and struck with blunt objects before being killed by a single bullet to the head. For the past 9 months, reports have continued to surface of dozens of bodies being found in dumps, rivers, or abandoned buildings. The U.S. military has said that the victims were members of the Iraqi police or army. But, coincidentally, those killings have taken place in the exact same time frame that this commando unit has become operational. In the weeks following the operation around Mosul, over 150 tortured corpses were discovered. From February through April, another 100 bodies were fished out of the Tigris River south of Baghdad in one of the areas hotly contested by the insurgents. And over the last 2 months, dozens of bodies have turned up in Baghdad. Strangely enough, during Tuesday's speech, President Bush plainly said his administration was working with the Iraqi Interior and Defense Ministries to, quote, improve their capabilities to coordinate anti-terror operations and develop command and control structures. Yasser Salahi had developed this information and was to have put it together for a news report in the very near future. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Jazz in heaven.
your family hasn't been to New Orleans, y'all haven't lived. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan your trip to Six Flags New Orleans, Audubon Zoo, Aquarium of the Americas, and more. Hop on the new Canal streetcar line, see gators up close, and roll in a riverboat down the mighty Mississippi. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today for great hotel rates and a free Good Times guide with more than $2,400 in coupons. And jazz up your family's next vacation in New Orleans.
You know, if there's a paradise, it's an afternoon in Jackson Square. Cause if they play jazz in heaven, darling, it's standing room only up there.
NewOrleansOnline.com, happening every day.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, Looking Black. My guest is Glenn Ford, editor of BlackCommentator.com. Glenn, welcome back.
Hi, Liz.
And we were talking on our way out about the situation in Venezuela.
Yes, you know, I think that we have a lesson to teach our brothers and sisters in Latin America that they don't know. I think that African Americans, although making up only 1/8 of the nation, stand so tall that surveys show that most white people think we make up like 30-40%. Because we stand so tall. And that's an amazing thing. And yet in Brazil, representation of people who call themselves black is insignificant.
And we were talking on the way out also about the stamps that have been put out in Mexico.
Now, yes, that is extremely interesting. The Caribbean coast of Mexico was slave territory.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all over there. That means that our people somehow disappeared in there. They didn't disappear. They melded into the other people. In those Latin countries, they white up, if you know what I'm saying. And so they absorbed several hundred thousand black people.
Well,
you can see them in the faces on the Caribbean coast. And also on the Pacific coast.
Well, I'm looking at these stamps right now. They're in front of me right now. And it is it's a drawing, it's a cartoon drawing of all you have to do is just think of the stereotypical.
No, I know what this.
I just want to describe it to the audience.
Yes.
To the stereotypical caricature of a.
It's a step and fetch it
type of a character, and they also have a mammy type of character in one of the stamps. These are stamps that you put on your mail. And the response from the president says that the comic book character promotes family values, is his response to this.
Mexico is a racist society. And we really need to understand that when we deal with Mexicans. Because some Mexicans who come here are racist. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some are mestizos and Indians who are victims of racism. Mm. If we don't distinguish between them, then we're stupid. You see, we don't know who we're dealing with.
Mm.
I remember being in Mexico City in 1985. And just at a restaurant, and even though I don't speak Spanish, this crowd of Mexicans gather around me. I guess I'm so interesting. And they started talking about their experiences with all these white people and how they couldn't get into restaurants, how this was the only restaurant they could get into, the one that we were in, how otherwise they would be kicked out. So there is serious racial oppression going on in Mexico. And if we, as African Americans, don't address that, then I think we're not showing solidarity with Mexican Americans who are facing racial oppression.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And this becomes more and more important as the years go on, as their population increases.
Mm, absolutely. Let me get to this caller here. Caller, you have a question for our guest? Or
yes, Ms. Brown. I don't like that stamp, Ms. Brown. I want you to tell this to Ms. Brown. Mr. Cosby's running around here putting down black folks. See how he felt. Go ask him about that stamp, Ms. Brown, and make sure he gets the invitation to the Million More March, Ms. Brown. He'll be all right. Bring him back to reality. Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Juanita, good morning.
Hi, I got another name for you. What's his name? Barack Obama? Is that his name?
Yes, it is.
A lot of people try to get him to change his name. You know, because he identifies who he is. And for this lady, you said she wrote an article saying that she wouldn't name her kids a black name because she couldn't get a job.
She was advocating that people not name their children names with African connections because they couldn't get a job.
You know what? That's a plus to name yourself African, because I tell you why. She goes down there and name her kid a white name or whatever and go down there and get the job. She's still not going to get it if they're racist, and she's going to show her black face. How's she going to get it? To identify who you are. You're black, yes, and I want the job.
If a firm doesn't hire you because your name is black, if you manage to slip in and they see you, you ain't keeping the job, is
right.
What you're saying.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for your call.
The lady is absolutely right. Once they see you, shit, the game is up, right? I'm sorry.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to a toll-free long-distance me, that's 1-877-920-WGNU. So when the same Mexican president said that he didn't think it was problematic that Mexicans can't get jobs that black people, what was the quote? That black people wouldn't
that
take.
Even
black people wouldn't take.
Yes.
Same comes from the
but
same
But he
place.
Was reflecting something that was coming from Mexican society,
mm-hmm.
which is a racist society.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't tend to talk about that. We act as if all the Latinos are just, that there is no class or anything like that. That's crazy.
Well, I think one of the best examples and one of the best places to see that is in Florida with Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
With how the, you know, with Elian Gonzalez. The people that you saw out there demonstrating in the street didn't look like you or me. The Cubans out there demonstrating in the street didn't look like you.
Well, I have read that half of the white Cuban society left between 1960 and 1962.
Mm.
Half.
Mm.
Now, I know when they came in, and in fact, Fidel Castro's father was one of them.
Mm.
You dig?
Mm.
So Cuba became blacker after the revolution.
Mm.
You see?
And that's got to be the last word. I want to thank you so much, Glenn Ford, editor of BlackCommentator.com, joining us from Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Take
thank
care,
you,
Glenn.
Baby.
All right, bye-bye. Listen, right. Folks, Liz Brown, I'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. 20 years after Live Aid, Bob Geldof has another global relief project. Live Aid concerts will be held around the world tomorrow to urge the eight richest nations to cut poverty in half by 2015.
It'll be all over Africa, so Africans will see it for the first time. They picked it up on radio 20 years ago.
250,000 people are expected at tomorrow's Live Aid concert in Philadelphia. 40 million Americans will be traveling this long holiday weekend, most of them by car. But there will be a record number of air travelers as well. Some possible glitches. Plane refuelers are on strike at Kennedy Airport in New York. And, says ABC's Barbara Pinto at Chicago's O'Hare Airport,
flight attendants at this airport's biggest carrier, United, are threatening what they call chaos strikes. They are threatening to walk out sporadically for periods of minutes or hours in protest of the federal takeover of their pension plan. It's all part of a governmental plan to get United out of bankruptcy, and union members are very upset.
President Bush starting his holiday weekend with a visit to a military hospital, says ABC's Ann Compton.
On the eve of the holiday on which President Bush has asked Americans to salute U.S. troops, he is stopping by Walter Reed Army Hospital. It's where the wounded from Iraq and Afghanistan are brought for care.
The war of words continues between Tom Cruise and Brooke Shields.
On the Today Show, Tom Cruise said,
"You gotta understand, I really care about Brooke Shields."
But Shields doesn't care much for Tom Cruise saying that she was wrong taking drugs to cure her postpartum depression. She writes in the New York Times, "It was so severe she felt suicidal." Says if any good can come from what she calls Cruise's ridiculous rant, it would be to let more women know it's okay to get help if they are depressed after giving birth. Andy Field, ABC News.
Antonio Villaraigosa will be sworn in today as mayor of Los Angeles. This is ABC News.
Get the good stuff.
Did you know that stop-and-go traffic can wear down your brake pads and increase the distance it takes for your car to stop? At Napa Auto Parts, we want to help you get your car ready for safe summer driving with a great deal on Napa True Stop brake pads. With an everyday price as low as $10.49, you can make sure your car is a lot safer without spending a lot of money. So stop by Napa and pick up some True Stop brake pads today.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
If you're looking for a way to treat frequent heartburn, why not ask your doctor for his opinion? Then maybe go get a second opinion, even a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth. We're willing to bet you'll hear Prilosec OTC quite a bit. Because now doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief, based on share recommendations.
Among the new laws taking effect today, the state of Michigan is trying to stop spammers from targeting kids.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm said she is horrified by some of the email her three children get. With that, she signed legislation banning messages to kids related to pornography, drugs, alcohol, tobacco, gambling, firearms, or fireworks. The law sets up a registry for kids' email addresses that soon will include instant message IDs, cell phones, fax machines, and pagers. Violators can get fines and prison terms. But some experts say anti-spam laws are hard to enforce, and the registries may give hackers access to a large database of children. Steve Taylor, ABC News.
Taser International, the maker of stun guns, says it's filed a libel suit against Gannett Company, the publisher of USA Today, accusing the paper of misrepresenting the power of taser weapons and comparing them with electric chairs, lightning, and electric train tracks. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, officials are looking for the cause of a three-alarm blaze at a downtown St. Louis apartment complex. Authorities believe it started on the roof of the Plaza Square apartment building near 14th and Pine. Some residents were forced out of their apartments, but no one was hurt. Starting today, Missouri drivers will need to bring more documentation to renew their licenses. Your birth certificate, passport, or certificate of citizenship or naturalization can serve as proof of residency, while a Social Security or Medicare card will show proof of identity. If your name is changed, you will also need to bring a marriage license or divorce decree. Copies of birth certificates can be obtained from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services for a fee of $15. Copies of marriage or divorce records can be provided by the circuit clerk or recorder of deeds in the county where the event took place. The city of St. Louis has another census challenge on its hands. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, St. Louis lost more than 4,700 people, or 1.4% of its population, between July 2003 and July 2004. Among cities of more than 100,000 people, that places St. Louis second only to Boston in terms of percentage lost. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says the Census Bureau's figure is wrong and places part of the blame on inconsistent methods of estimating population.
So if we would have went with the original estimates last time with what their estimates are this time, we would have been on the increase. But they changed their estimates last time to agree with us, and then they went back using, again, a different method. And now that shows there's been a decrease.
Last year, the Census Bureau estimated that St. Louis had lost 16,000 people since the year 2000. The city challenged that estimate and won, and Slay says he's confident of a similar outcome this year. Finally this hour, the World Wide Web can serve as a great portal for promoting healthy lifestyle changes. So say Canadian researchers who estimated what, if any, emails could have on a person's eating and physical activity habits. Their 12-week study involved 2,600 workers who were randomly assigned to receive the emails or serve as controls. The team from the University of Alberta said people on the mailing list increased their physical activity levels while decreasing their body fat. The opposite held true for the group that didn't get the online correspondence. The findings appear in the American Journal of Health Promotion. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Make sure your car is ready for safe summer driving with Napa TruStop brake pads starting as low as $10.49. You'll get safe, reliable braking at a competitive price. Napa, get the good stuff. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kohl's Department Stores. Eastbound Page at Lackland, an accident involving an overturned truck on top of another vehicle. Left lane is blocked. No serious injuries are reported at this hour. Traffic jams back to near Westport Plaza Drive. Westbound 40 at Chesterfield Parkway and Boone's Crossing. That accident has been cleared, but there still is a slight backup at this hour. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh and 4500 South Broadway. No problems report. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler all the way into Sappington. No problems there. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Doherty Ferry. Everything is running smoothly this hour. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into Washington Elizabeth. Nothing to report this hour. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to 55. Everything is on the roll there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Brentwood. Traffic is lighter than normal in your 8 a.m. commute. The Eads Bridge is closed in both directions until Tuesday, July 5th at noon for Fair St. Louis festivities. Also, westbound 5570 between 64 and the Poplar Street Bridge, you have slow traffic. Westbound 64 from 15th Street to the 5570 split. Look for a very heavy volume this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 into Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Memorial Drive between Poplar Street Bridge and Pine Street is closed due to Fair St. Louis. Walnut Market, Chestnut, and Pine are closed at Memorial. Southbound Memorial will close at 7 p.m. this evening. Let's look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kohl's Department Stores. Kohl's Power Hours. Get the best prices on select items in the store. Shop Night Owls this Friday, today, from 3 until 11 p.m. and tomorrow, Saturday. Early birds can shop from 7 a.m. till noon during Kohl's pre-4th of July sale. Kohl's, expect great things. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, as well as Monday. For today, partly sunny in the morning, mostly sunny by this afternoon, high in the upper 80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. And then Monday, Independence Day, 4th of July, look for partly cloudy skies with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under partly cloudy skies, we have 76 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clouds in 74. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, or your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
For us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that? I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Tell me, sister.
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. We have spent this morning, at least the first hour of this morning, talking about the challenges that confront us as we continue with our occupation of Iraq. We've talked about the thousands of Americans that have been injured. We've talked about the nearly 2,000 reported deaths of Americans. We've talked about the tens of thousands of deaths of the Iraqi people and injuries. And I think that it is fitting, therefore, simply since we've talked about how people have died, we need to talk about some of the weapons that have been designed that have killed them, and then that continue the pace of this war. I think that it would be fair to say that most of us have very little independent information about what type of war we are fighting with the weapons that are out there, with the weapons that exist. So let's have that conversation. And to facilitate it, we have joining us from Washington, D.C., Matt Schroeder, manager of the Arms and Sales Monitoring Project at the Federation of American Scientists. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good.
Matt, let's talk about man pads.
Okay.
What are they?
Okay. MANPAD stands for Man Portable Air Defense System.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, basically, it's a relatively small missile that is used to by infantry, soldiers on the ground, to protect themselves from low-flying military aircraft. That's what they were designed for.
In fact, Colin Powell has said that there is no threat is more serious to aviation than MANPADs.
Yes, the world has really awakened to the threat posed by these shoulder-fired missiles, and you've heard other statements by other government officials to that effect. Since September 11th and an unsuccessful attack by an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Kenya shortly afterwards, the world has taken this threat, and U.S. policymakers have taken this threat very, very seriously.
I think that people would be surprised to know that they've been around for a long time.
Yes, they were developed in the 1950s, started being produced in the late 1950s, early 1960s, and were exported as early as the 1960s and were used by non-state actors. And by non-state actors, I mean guerrilla groups, terrorists, other types of criminals, as early as the Vietnam War. They've been around for a while, and the U.S. has been aware of the threat for a while. But often it takes something galvanizing. It takes a catalyst, like September 11th, like the unsuccessful attack in Kenya, to really prompt the world to do what it's capable of doing to address threats like this.
And what can they do?
To start off, there's no panacea. There's no silver bullet. You need to approach this in terms of a layered defense. You start by securing the stockpiles that governments already have. There's inventory control measures. There's export controls. All of those need to be very, very tight, very, very rigorous. Then you attempt to buy back, to acquire the systems that are already outside of government control. The way they do that is through buyback programs, by catching the criminals that seek to buy or sell these weapons through stings and different types of law enforcement mechanisms. And then you try to minimize, assuming that there are terrorists that already have these weapons, you try to minimize their chances of a successful attack by increasing, security at borders, by increasing airport perimeter security, by teaching and alerting local law enforcement about what to look for and about the threat. And then finally, by equipping civilian aircraft with technological countermeasures. So there's many different things that can be done and are being pursued.
But even in the 50s, there were hundreds of thousands of, since the 50s, hundreds of thousands of them have been manufactured worldwide.
Right.
They're out.
Right.
I mean, there are a whole lot of them out there, aren't they?
Yeah, it's estimated, and these are rough estimates,
mm-hmm.
because good global figures are very hard to find on small arms light weapons. It's estimated that there were a million missiles produced, and there could be around 500,000 to 750,000 currently in global stockpiles. And of those, the Government Accountability Office, the investigative arm of Congress, estimates that about 1% are outside government control, meaning they're illicitly possessed by criminals, terrorists, guerrilla groups, et cetera.
And when we talk about outside of government control, we're also talking about black markets, right?
That's exactly.
And how does that work? How does the movement of manpads work on a black market set circumstance?
Well, it's really hard to tell. The best information we have, actually, the information is very spotty, and the information available to the general public is even spottier, because a lot of this stuff, a lot of the information about the detailed information about black market transfers are classified. They're shipped and acquired in many different ways, just like small arms, light weapons.
And how big are these? I mean, we're not talking about huge things. How big are they?
No, they're very small. They're 30 to 40 pounds. They're designed to be man portable, and therefore carried by a single individual, operated by one or two individuals. So most of them, a lot of them, are about 30 to 40 pounds, around 5 feet long. They're the perfect size for terrorists. They could be put in a case, loaded in the back of a pickup truck, and driven to the outskirts of an airport very easily.
And how much do they go for in the black market?
Well, with black market arms transfers, the range is huge in terms of price.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. has a buyback program in Iraq, in which they were trying to acquire the weapons in Saddam Hussein's arsenals that were lost when the regime collapsed, and they were offering $500 per missile, and they were getting dozens of missiles turned in. That's the extreme low end. The high end, the FARC, a criminal group in Colombia, was reportedly, and I say reportedly because these are media reports and hard to confirm, but they were reportedly offering up to $1 million for a single missile or launcher.
And talk to us about how effective these things are.
They're pretty effective.
And what can they do?
Well, what they do is the operator acquires the target in his sights, and through an audio system in the missile itself. He fires the missile, and the missile, what it does, most of them, there's several different types, but the ones that they're most concerned about, because the ones that are most highly proliferated, are passive infrared homing devices, have passive infrared homing seekers, and what they do is they seek out infrared energy, and they will. Some of them are very sophisticated and actually can discriminate between different types of infrared energy. But the basic concept is they'll seek out the hot spot in the sky, which is often the engines of aircraft. And so they'll lock onto this, and then they'll chase it around the sky until either, you know, the missile misses because it's off course, or it hits the engine. And when it hits the engine, I'm not an engineer, so I'm giving you a very layman's and probably imperfect description of this, but when it hits the engine, it damages it with a small 3-pound warhead, but also the kinetic force of traveling at about Mach 2.
Mm.
So it does a lot of damage. It can it will take out the engine. And apparently, according to pilots I've talked to, there's a lot of sensitive systems, hydraulic systems, electrical systems, that are connected, associated with the engine, and there's a risk that it will damage those. Now, a pilot can land a plane without an engine, but if the hydraulics are destroyed, I mean, if the hydraulics don't work, if the electrical system fails, you're reducing that pilot's chances of landing that plane successfully.
So you have two things could possibly happen. One, you hit the plane, you take out the engine, the plane's got to come down, it cannot complete its mission.
No.
Or you make the plane so that it can't land, and the plane you possibly destroy the plane.
Well, yeah, if they're not able to successfully land the plane for whatever reason, obviously there's a risk of catastrophic damage, and there's been six reported attacks since the 1970s on large commercial turbojets, the kind of planes
really?
That pilots fly now for, you know, civilian transport or travel. And of those, three planes were damaged, but they were able to land successfully. There was a miss, and that was the attack in Kenya. And then two resulted in catastrophic damages, and all or almost all of the people on board died.
How much are the manpads used in Iraq?
The man pads have been used. There've been several reports of the insurgents shooting missiles at aircraft, and most of the aircraft out there are equipped with infrared countermeasures, and those have been successful. But there have been a couple successful attacks. There was an attack on a military helicopter that resulted in at least a dozen deaths. And then another attack, and this one was actually caught on a video camera on an insurgent. An insurgent actually taped the attack of the insurgent shooting a Soviet-made missile at a DHL cargo aircraft. This was back in 2003. And you see the missile take off, shoot out of the gripstock, chase the plane around, hit the plane, and they were the pilot was able to land the plane successfully. But according to the other pilots I've talked to, they're kind of revered as not heroes, but you know they're highly respected as a result of that skillful landing. That was very impressive because apparently it took a lot of work to get that plane on the ground successfully.
Can we use or can man pads be used against tanks?
No. Well. Maybe, but it wouldn't be a very effective weapon. The mm-hmm. the warhead is very small. It's only 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And anti-tank warheads are much bigger because they're designed to penetrate armor, thick armor. So it's not an effective anti-tank weapon.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, it's very effective against the target it was designed for, which is aircraft and aircraft engines.
Can they be used for anything else?
Not really. Not really.
How about building penetration? Could they be used against a building?
No, again, it's a very small warhead,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know of any use of a man pads for anything other than attacks on aircraft.
Now, in terms of the other types of weaponry that are popular and being used in the war in Iraq, what are some of the other weapons that are being used?
Well, amongst insurgents, which is what we track,
mm-hmm.
The assault rifles, the rocket-propelled grenades, a lot of the small arms and light weapons that are of greatest concern to this project are being used. And, you know, that's true. Those weapons are ubiquitous in conflict situations, especially civil wars and intrastate conflict. They're cheap, they're plentiful, they're portable, they're durable. They're the perfect weapons for terrorists and guerrillas.
And in terms of when you say they're portable, they're light as well.
Light, very light. Some of them will last for decades. The Mujahideen in Afghanistan, for example, were using Lee Enfield rifles that were designed for the First World War during the initial stages of their fight against the Soviets in the 1980s. These weapons last for a long time. Some of them have limited shelf lives, and the more sophisticated weapons, depending on how well they're taken care of, like the shoulder-fired missiles, shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles, have a more limited shelf life. But if you're talking about, you know, your garden variety assault rifle, those weapons are made to last, and they last for a long time.
And all of those weapons are found on the black market as well. They
yep.
are traded heavily in the black market.
Yes.
There's a report that came out from your organization that despite the fact that these weapons end up on the black market, global arms sales are down?
Well, yeah. What we're looking at, like with global arms sales, the statistics are primarily legitimate, legal sales.
Mm.
And
what does
US
that mean, then?
Delivered about $13 billion worth of weaponry, and weaponry broadly defined to include, you know, all types of defense articles. Most of that is not small arms and light weapons in dollar value terms. Most of that, you know, the $13 billion is primarily accounted for in terms of, you know, like jet fighter aircraft and the big weapon systems that really don't pose a proliferation concern. Generally.
So what does that mean? Then why is it significant that global arms sales are down for the third year in a row?
Well, I don't know how significant that is.
Because, I mean,
the Congressional Research Service has attributed that to is saturation in the arms market for the large weapons systems, platform systems that drive up the global total.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can only buy so many $100 million jet fighter aircraft, and then you have enough, and then you stop buying them, and you start buying upgrades. You start, you know, you pay for training and maintenance, etc. So if you see a dip, you know, a $2-3 billion dip, in the global arms market, that's what it could signify. It doesn't necessarily mean that that lethal weaponry that could be used to kill people is not being sold. It just means that, you know, there's many different possible explanations.
Well, what happens to the weapons that are not sold? I mean, should we be concerned that they're going to end up in different markets?
Well, again, for the CRS dollar value totals are of, you know, I mean, it's very important as an indicator, but not necessarily an indicator of the illicit small arms light weapons market. Those numbers, I don't have any off the top of my head, but even if they were to stop selling them now, you know, totally, which is not realistic and not desirable, but if they were to stop, if the world were to stop selling them now, you know, there's tens of millions of them on the black market already, and it's going to take, you know, years and incredible political will, if it's even possible, to, you know, eradicate this scourge entirely.
And one final thing, one of the weapons that I know that our military has used quite a bit in Iraq are these bunker busters.
Yeah.
How effective are they?
Well, now you're outside of my area of expertise. What we focus on is arms sales and particularly small arms, light weapons, illicit trafficking. So the effectiveness of you know the bombs that are used to destroy bunkers, that's probably a conversation that's better had with one of my colleagues that is an expert in that.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much, Matt Schroeder, manager of the Arms and Sales Monitoring Project at the Federation of American Scientists. Where can people find out more information about your organization?
At our website, www.fas.org.
Very good. Matt Schroeder, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I will be back after this break. Please stay with me.
Sometimes, and I know we can't stop living this life. I know it gets harder every day, but I know we can't stop living this way. Someday God would say, there's gotta be a better way. I don't know if I wanna live my life like this for each and every day, but now even though it gets hard, I came this far, and I can't live my life no other way. I know it gets hard for us sometimes.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Kohl's Department Stores. Eastbound Page at Lackland, all lanes are open following an accident involving an overturned box truck. Left turn lane from westbound Page onto Lackland is still closed at this hour. Eastbound 70 at the express lanes, all lanes are open. The disabled truck has been cleared at this hour. Eastbound 40 at Vandeventer, look for a disabled vehicle. The left lane is blocked. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge, look for major road construction. Two center lanes are closed. Two far left lanes are open through traffic, and traffic is slow approaching 94 from 5th Street. Northbound 55 between Weber and 44, look for no problems to report this hour. Eastbound 44 between 141 and Watson Road, look for no problems there. Northbound 270 at 44, traffic is flowing freely this hour. Westbound 270 between Bell Fountain and 170, no problems to report. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between Mason and 170, everything's going well. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, traffic is lighter than normal. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed for maintenance. The northbound Route 3 ramp to westbound 5570 is closed due to deck repairs. The detour is to take eastbound 5570 to 4th Street and then double back onto westbound 5570. The Eads Bridge is closed in both directions until Tuesday, July 5th at noon for Fair St. Louis festivities. Otherwise, your other bridge approaches look like this. Westbound 5570 at 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, it is stop and go this hour. Westbound 64 at 5570 is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 split all the way into Laclede's Landing. Everything is returned back to normal. Also, another side note here, northbound Memorial between Poplar Street Bridge and Pine Street is closed for Fair St. Louis. Walnut Market, Chestnut, and Pine are closed at Memorial Drive. Southbound Memorial Drive will close this evening at 7 p.m. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Kohl's Department Stores. Kohl's Power Hours, get their best prices on select items in the store. Shop Night Owls this Friday, that's today, from 3 until 11 p.m. this evening. And Early Birds, you can shop tomorrow, Saturday, from 7 a.m. till noon. During Kohl's pre-4th of July sale, Kohl's expect great things. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Partly sunny skies this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high in the upper 80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in the mid-60s for Saturday and Sunday. Mostly sunny skies Saturday with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Sunday partly cloudy with a high near 90. And Monday, Independence Day, partly cloudy skies with a high around 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we're holding steady at 76 degrees under overcast conditions. Lambert Field is reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. This up next, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in a 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Families need look no further than the Wyndham Anatole Hotel for great summer vacation savings, offering fantastic hotel discounts and partnering with some of Dallas's best family attractions. Wyndham Anatole has the ultimate family getaway package, as low as $129.95 per night. Families are sure to enjoy the hotel's three pools, huge health club, 7-acre park, and a self-guided audio tour of the hotel's private art collection. Call 214-761-7500 or log on to WyndhamAnatole.com to make your reservations today.
There's a silent epidemic affecting approximately 4 million Americans. Hepatitis C, a blood-borne disease that infects the liver, often goes undetected since people with the disease can feel and appear perfectly healthy. Less than 30% of all cases are diagnosed. I'm Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr. You may not know if you're infected with hepatitis C, transmitted primarily through direct exposure to infected blood, perhaps by a needle or even through piercings or tattoos. Others at risk may include people who have had blood transfusions prior to 1992. Symptoms are most commonly fatigue and depression. Liver failure and even death may occur in 20% of chronic cases. There is no vaccine available, but there are treatments effective in over half of the patients treated. African Americans have the highest prevalent rates for hepatitis C among all racial and ethnic groups in the United States. While treatment has been a challenge within this population, it's important to get the facts and understand how this illness works. For more information, contact the American Liver Foundation at 800-GO-LIVER or at liverfoundation.org.
Get out your favorite pain medication. Point your browser to Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen at WGNU.net.
Spring is here. Time to begin yard work for many of us. Hello, I'm Renee Cipriano, Director of the Illinois EPA, reminding you that leaves, grass, and brush, when burned, release pollutants such as carbon monoxide, soot, and other chemicals that are harmful when inhaled and help to form smog. Instead of burning leaves or grass clippings, create a compost bin. For green tips on this and other lawn and garden activities, visit our Citizens Information webpage at epa.state.il.us. Thank you.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes. And to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying. And most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
But your faith was as sure as the stars. Now you're free, and the world has come to see.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And don't forget that we are broadcasting, or no, we are archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you missed an hour, you can go get an hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. You can spend your weekend catching up on the hours that you have missed just by going to WhiteRoseSociety.org. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways get to me. And right now, of course, we're broadcasting live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. I guess let me just, because it's 4th of July, I want to talk a little bit about reflections on the world that we live in. I look at this incredible story that I brought you, if I do say so myself, earlier this hour, about the $300 million that was stolen. Let's just be clear. It's just stolen right out of your pocket. TSA, $300 million spent by a contractor to hire airport screeners after 9/11. They spent the money on things like $526 for one phone call from the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in Chicago to Iowa City. $526 for one phone call. I love this one. $5.4 million claimed for a 9-month salary for the chief executive of a quote-unquote events logistics firm that they received the contract to do what they did before they even had incorporated that as a business. And then as soon as the contract ran out, the company dissolved. I'm thinking about this on 4th of July as I think about all of the needs out here. I'm thinking about this on 4th of July where people that are protesting the cuts that are being made in welfare here in the state of Missouri are being called liberal extremists by the man-child governor presiding over the state of Missouri. I just want you to know the reasons why people are protesting. I want you to listen to these in terms of being defined as howling from liberal extremists. Due to the actions of the man-child governor, Matt Blunt, he has reduced the coverage for low-income parents, quote, the temporary assistance. And they've income limits to $292 per month for a family of three. He has eliminated coverage for certain categories of elderly and disabled people. Let me give you an example. Here are some of the cuts that this man-child governor has said it's necessary to make. Matt Blunt has eliminated poor people from receiving commodes, bedpans, catheters, canes, crutches, walkers, nebulizers, infusion pumps, bedside rails, diabetic self-managing training. You understand what I'm saying? He has eliminated out of the budget diabetic self-management training. artificial larynxes, hospital beds, specialized mattresses, rehabilitation services. So if you have an artificial larynx, there's no more, there's no money to pay for any kind of training on how to use it. Wheelchair batteries and accessories, three-wheel scooters. And don't worry, because since he's eliminated artificial larynxes, you don't need any training anymore. So, I guess that's the logic behind this right-wing mind. The budget also reduced the parents' Medicaid eligibility to receive temporary assistance. What a family of three can earn a year in order to qualify? $3,000. $3,504. 17 to 22% of federal, from 17 to 22% of federal poverty level. But don't worry. Our good federal government has given out a contract without a company. And the CEO of that company got a paycheck of $5.4 million. My name is Liz Brown. We have to take a break. You need to get to me. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 68,000 low-income parents have now been removed. 1,150 low-income workers have been removed because there was an elimination of the extended transitional Medicare medical assistance. There's an elimination. I've got so much more to tell you. Stay with me.
Temptation. I can't resist. Well, I know that he is made of smoke, but I've lost my way. He knows that I am broke, but I must pay temptation.
Hot Jam's back and coming to your town. Fuel TV presents Tony Hawk's Boom Boom Hot Jam. All new for 2005. The world's best action sports athletes performing live. Featuring Tony Hawk and other world-class skaters like Andy McDonald, Sergi Ventura, Rune Glifberg, BMX stars Matt Hoffman, Kevin Robinson, Chad Kagi, Dennis McCoy, motocross freestylers Brian Deegan, Ronnie Feist, Dustin Miller, Drake McIlroy. Check out the $1 million Boom Boom Hot Jam setup with an all-new set featuring the big-ass that includes a 30-foot free fall, launching the skaters and BMXers over a 40-foot gap and up a 20-foot quarter pipe. Tickets are on sale now at the Savas Center box office. All Ticketmaster ticket centers charge at 314-241-1888 or by logging on to Ticketmaster.com. July 13th, Tony Hawk's all-new Boom Boom Hot Jam, brought to you by Fuel TV, McDonald's, Powerade, Jeep, Yamaha, and Fantastic Four the Game. For more information, visit BoomBoomHotJam.com.
Hey, it's Tony Hawk. Don't miss it when the Boom Boom Hot Jam returns to the Savas Center. We have a bigger, better, badder show.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, that's right. This Friday and Saturday, only 20% off of regular price Kenmore appliances, 10% off of other regular price home appliances, plus 0% APR financing until July 2006. That's with your Sears card and free delivery with mail-in rebate. You know what? It's hot out there. It is hot out there. Get cooled down by going over to the Sears at 3425 Union. They have air conditioners available, and they're available with installation. It doesn't get any better than that. You need to get on over to the black-owned Sears right there at Union and Natural Bridge, 3425 Union. Sears, get your shop on.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Beijing. China has told the United States to take a hike when it comes to griping about how China deals with other countries. A foreign ministry spokesman said the United States needs to stop pointing fingers, making irresponsible remarks, and placing obstacles in the way. It needs to get over its Cold War mentality and stop obstructing normal cooperation between China and other countries. Those remarks concern an agreement the U.S. and Israel reached over mutual identification of countries that, quote, might arouse concern. That stems out of the Israeli sale of drone aircraft to China. It also pertained to American opposition to plans by the European Union to end its arms embargo on China. And Dateline Kabul. The downing of the Chinook helicopter in Afghanistan earlier this week has now become suspicious with a statement from the Taliban that they used a new type of weapon to bring it down. A Taliban spokesperson said the strike is a huge success for them, and they had video of the shootdown that would soon be posted on their website. The military says it believes the chopper crashed after it was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade. Now, in early June, another American helicopter was attacked in Aruzagan province by a surface-to-air missile. That type of weapon was given to Afghan insurgents by the U.S. when they were our friends and were fighting the Soviets during the 1980s. But the Taliban has no history of ever using them. Rebel activity has increased significantly in recent weeks and is likely an effort to shut down parliamentary elections that are set for September 18th. The helicopter crashed in a mountainous area near the Afghan-Pakistan border, and all 17 U.S. service personnel aboard are believed to have died. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, Mercy, this is Anthony.
I was just in a car accident. My dad hurt.
Okay, ma'am. This is okay. I'm here to be on Craig Road. Contact the police.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
911.
This is Anthony. I'm with OnStar. I'm one of our customers who's been involved in an accident.
Okay. Is anyone injured?
Yeah, I don't want to move. My back hurts.
We'll send an ambulance out right away.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Ms. Perry, I'm here with you, okay?
Okay. I thought I lost you.
No, don't worry about it. The police are on the way to your location. I will stay on the line with you until they arrive.
I hear sirens. Thank you for staying with me. I really appreciate it.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
That's the way it used to be. It seems like a mighty long time. Shiva, shiva, my baby, ooh, ooh. Seems like a mighty long time. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Cuts by the man-child governor of the state of Missouri. Reduction of family coverage to temporary assistance eligibility levels. That's going to affect over 68,000 low-income parents. Elimination of extended transitional medical assistance. That's going to affect over 1,150 low-income workers. Elimination of medical assistance for general relief recipients. That's going to affect 3,046 people with temporary disabilities. The elimination of medical assistance for workers with disabilities. We're talking about 10,000 working disabled people. reduction of income eligibility to 85% of the federal poverty level. We're talking about over almost 9,000 elderly and disabled people. The implementation of new premiums and affordability tests in the state children's health insurance program, we don't even know. We don't even know. The annual reinvestigations and related paperwork requirements, we're talking about 13,000 individuals, 9,000 of them children. The total number of Missourians losing health insurance coverage in the FY 2006 year as a result of these changes by this man-child governor, over 100,000 people. 100,000 people. But not to worry, y'all. It's not all bad news. It's not all bad news. The man-child is right. What went downtown last year. I mean, went downtown yesterday. I'm sorry, last night. And he has promised the business entities in the city of St. Louis programs like the historic tax credits we have to preserve for the future. The role of tax credits is critical in strengthening the downtown and the region. So there, you're going to get your tax credits. Definitely you're going to get your tax credits. But baby, if you need a commode, the proverbial pot, you ain't got nothing coming. You ain't got nothing coming. And it was a la Francis Slay, akin to, likened to. Nat Blunt lauded, that means he said good things. He was proud of the cuts to Medicaid. Now we'll do a better job of verifying recipients and rooting out fraud. Huh. Yeah. Nothing like the thief that's trying to get a toilet for their house. We got to make sure we get rid of them. Nothing like the patient that's trying to get bedside rails for their house. We need to take them through the ringer to make sure they ain't trying to cheat the government off of that. I didn't see anything in there to make certain that we're not going to have any tax fraud with preservation tax credits. He's got his eye on the ball, doesn't he? You don't have your proverbial pot, but you sure got your tax credits. Car phone.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
It seems like to me they're doing the same thing in St. Louis that George Bush is doing in the nation itself.
That's the
just
point.
Preserving.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's
they're
the
doing
point.
The same thing. So I guess that's why he was here so much in St. Louis to make sure that Mayor Slay got the message.
That, well, you know, Francis Slay is far more like a Republican than he is like a Democrat. He's anti-choice, he's pro-vouchers, and he's pro-privatization. He's got his green card. He got his green card with the Republican Party. He truly did.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about the Democrats, all this happening, and they're not saying anything. You think maybe George Bush got something on all these Democrats that's not talking, that's not standing up?
I wish
maybe he got something on them. He going to do them, treat them like he did Clinton.
No, I wish it were. I wish that he did have stuff on them. At least I could say, okay, at least you can say you're worried about your family.
Yeah.
I think it has far more to do with fear than it does with anything.
Though, Liz? What's wrong with them? I mean, I don't understand. I'm trying to understand.
Baby, I'd like to say that I have a degree in psychology, but I don't.
I don't.
So I can't help with the explanation of that. I cannot help with
I mean, you're looking at it plain as day. They've already admitted They didn't have.
I saw a cartoon.
Mass destruction. They already admitted this.
I saw a cartoon. I saw a cartoon that helps me with the understanding of it. It was this Democratic donkey looking through the want ads. You know what he was looking for?
What was he looking for, ladies?
A backbone. A backbone.
I heard that.
All man. Right.
I thank you for being a voice out there. A lot of us are wanting to say and don't have means except through you. And I thank you very much, man.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Take care of yourself. Listen, folks, we'll be back with Healthy Futures. We're going to be cooking on the air. So stay with us. Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back after the news.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. A star-studded lineup for tomorrow's Live 8 concerts in Philadelphia and 9 other cities around the world. It's being billed as the biggest anti-poverty effort ever, but it's not a fundraiser, says ABC's Aaron Kuchersky in Philadelphia.
Unlike Live Aid 20 years ago, which raised money for Ethiopia, Live 8 aims to raise awareness of poverty across Africa. The concert's website says, "We don't want your money, we want you." Celebrity performers will ask concertgoers to get involved to help create a groundswell of support for canceling the debt African countries owe to the world's richest nations.
This 4th of July weekend shaping up as the busiest of the year for travel. 40 million Americans are expected to take off in cars, buses, planes, and trains. Those heading to the beach in South Florida are keeping an eye out for unwanted company. ABC's Andrew Colton in Hollywood Beach, Florida.
8 sharks were seen swimming close to shore just a few miles from here in Deerfield Beach. They were spotted by police on routine patrol in a helicopter. The beach near Fort Lauderdale was closed for a short time. No one was injured. Despite the sightings and recent attacks, record numbers of tourists are expected to pack Florida's beaches over the next few days.
The U.S. still investigating an accusation from former hostages that Iran's president-elect is one of their former captors. ABC's Ann Compton.
The government is scrambling to sort through old photos and hostage debriefings from 24 years ago. It seems no one had paid much attention to Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, even though he was the hardline mayor of the capital, Tehran. President Bush says it sure raises questions about dealing with him. Ahmadinejad's aides continue to deny he was involved. And Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Top seed Lindsay Davenport will meet compatriot Venus Williams, an All-American women's final at Wimbledon tomorrow. This is ABC News.
Okay, top three reasons I'll be painting this weekend. Number 3, all this talk about red, white, and blue has me thinking about some serious color. Number 2, I have a 3-day weekend and 0 excuses. And the number 1 reason, all the green I'm going to save.
Now through July 5th at the Home Depot, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of Behr paints, primers, stains, and waterproofers. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate and U.S. only. See store for details. See store for details.
Fuel your excitement and save at the Sea-Doo Full Throttle Summer Event. Get credit of up to $500 in free gas when you buy a Sea-Doo personal watercraft. Or choose financing as low as 6.9% on wave-hopping watercrafts like the Rover 3 RXT, the most powerful personal watercraft on the market. The Sea-Doo Full Throttle Summer Event. It's a gas. Sea-Doo, leave everything else behind. Promotion ends 7/15/05. See dealer for complete offer details. Restrictions and fees may apply.
Confessions of a Child Killer, a horrifying tape that may never be heard by a jury in Florida. ABC's Heather Cabot with more.
Bury her alive. Should she suffer?
This chilling admission comes from John Cooey, the man accused of abducting, raping, and murdering 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford in March. The tapes were recorded during a police interrogation, and they detail how she was killed.
Went out there one night and dug a hole and put her in it, buried her.
But it's possible a jury may never get the chance to hear this in court. 5 times, Cooey said he wanted an attorney present. His requests were ignored, and the interrogation continued. This could present a problem for the state. Still, prosecutors maintain the case against Cooey is solid. Heather Cabot, ABC News.
Starting today, parents in Michigan can sign up for a registry aimed at keeping spammers from sending inappropriate email to their kids. The Dow's up 50, NASDAQ up 5. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Ransmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, many residents in the Lafayette Square neighborhood are asking Praxair Distribution not to rebuild in their backyards. Residents packed the Lafayette Park United Methodist Church last night for a meeting with Praxair and city officials to discuss the aftermath of last week's explosion and fire at the gas distribution facility. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay says Praxair has been cooperative all along.
They seem to be a very professional organization and have been working with us in trying to help them find another location so they can move from the site. They've also agreed that they will no longer sell any gas, any flammable gas or air products in that facility.
In a letter distributed to all residents at the meeting, Praxair Distribution President Wayne Yakich apologizes for the incident and says the company is working with city officials to explore its options. Anyone planning on heading out of town this weekend might want to consider avoiding portions of Interstate 44. That's because there are two stretches of roadway that are reduced to one lane in each direction. A 9-mile stretch of I-44 is reduced near Cuba, and a 6-mile stretch of the interstate is down to two lanes near the Jasper-Lawrence County line. For more information on alternate routes, log on to www.modot.org. Some advocates for the uninsured are speaking out against what they call shameful conduct by Adventist hospitals. Members of Consejo de Latinos Unidos, or the Council of United Latinos, are preparing for lawsuits against Adventist hospitals in several states. The group says the hospitals, which are an independent corporation separate from the Adventist Church, have overcharged uninsured patients and even denied treatment in some cases. Council members met with Adventist Church leaders this week in St. Louis, where the church is holding its general conference, and say they received a positive response. Finally this hour, a road trip this 4th of July holiday could be a costly proposition. That's because the Metro Source Price at the Pump survey shows that gas prices just keep soaring, with a 5-cent surge in the national average over the past week alone. Self-serve regular unleaded is now averaging $2.23 a gallon. Premium prices are also up 5 cents, averaging $2.41 a gallon. The surge comes as oil prices continue to soar to new heights, reaching a record of $60.95 a barrel in trading this week. Of the nearly 70 major cities participating in the survey, there isn't one in which the average for regular is less than $2. The closest to that mark is Greenville, South Carolina, where regular is averaging $2.05 a gallon. On the flip side, motorists in San Diego are paying, on average, $2.50 for a gallon of regular unleaded. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. For a limited time, you could get a prize with your McDonald's fries. More than 3 million Cardinals prizes and offers. So buy some fries and look for a prize. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchard Bridge, major road construction has two center lanes closed. The far left lanes are open for through traffic. Traffic is heavy from 94 to 5th Street. Northbound 55 between Union and Lafayette, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Lewis to Merrimack River Bridge, everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 from 55 to 40, everything looks good there. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge to Washington Elizabeth, that traffic is flowing freely. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge to Lindbergh, everything's on the move. In both directions, 40 at Hanley, everything is running smoothly in your 9 o'clock hour. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed for maintenance. And the East Bridge is closed in both directions till Tuesday at noon for Fair St. Louis activities. And westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, everything's running smoothly. Northbound Memorial Drive from Poplar Street Bridge all the way to Pine Street is closed for Fair St. Louis. Walnut Market, Chestnut, and Pine are closed at Memorial Drive through Tuesday the as well, and southbound Memorial Drive is closed at 7 p.m. this evening. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, even Toyotas, need periodic maintenance. And when it's time, make sure to bring your Toyota to your local Toyota dealer, offering factory-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. That's Toyota confidence. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Independence Day, partly sunny skies in the morning, then mostly sunny this afternoon with a high in the upper 80s this evening. Mostly clear skies with a low in the mid-60s. Saturday, look for mostly sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 90. Sunday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-70s. And then Monday, Independence Day, look for partly cloudy skies with a high near 90. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under overcast conditions, we have 78 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 76. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. It's Healthy Futures. We'll have another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to talk with your children about the dangers of underage drinking. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
What works better to protect kids from overexposure to the sun than sunscreen? WebMD says protective clothing is number one. Cotton t-shirts, as long as they're not white, can protect you from burns. White allows more sun to get through, and when it's wet, it offers almost no protection. Bright and dark colored clothing, blues, reds, greens, and yellows, offer more protection than pale colors. There are chemical dye products that can be applied to summer whites in the washing machine to offer more sun protection, and it usually lasts through more than a dozen washings. Wetsuits, available online and in sports stores, can offer more protection than regular swimsuits. They're made of a special synthetic that's breathable, but offers the equivalent of UVF protection of 50+. Pale kids are more likely to burn, but darker-skinned children can also suffer sunburn if they stay out in the sun too long. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is in the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this end?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Thank you.
Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome to Healthy Futures. I'm here with Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. So how did we do last week? How did we do with your event last week?
Well, with Healthy Futures Day 2005, that was held at the Wohl Recreation Center. It was phenomenal. The attendance superseded what we even expected. We had really good community support, and we were just so excited because the people came out to just help us to say thank you to the community. And I'd like to say thank you for having us to be a part of your Wake Up Morning show, because that was one of the main things that the people said that they heard the show. They heard the talk about the Healthy Futures Day.
So how many hundreds of people came out?
Well, we were planning for 200, but we got about anywhere between 450 to 500.
Wow. Wow.
And so that far exceeded, in everything. We had to make food stretch, to accommodate everybody, activities. But I think the people walked away full because we had a lot of things on the table.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things on the table.
So a lot of babies came.
A lot of children came, and they just had fun. If you go to the Black Tie website, they have pictures up about the event.
And what's the Black Tie website address? Is it blacktie.com?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll get that. We'll get that in the break. We'll get that address in the break.
But it was great. There was children all over the place. Children in bouncers, children doing hip hop, children hula hooping, children playing double dutch. It was just phenomenal.
Excellent. I am so pleased. That is a wonderful thing and a wonderful way to end the year.
Absolutely. And that was the culminating event for this two-year pilot project for Healthy Futures. Now, however, it just catapulted us to making Healthy Futures a standardized program.
There you go.
We took 2 years to work out all of the bugs and the kinks and to really learn how do you do this and how do you do it right. We've completed the 21 sites, and I think we've learned enough to know how to do it better and how to, again, reach the children and the families that we're trying to reach.
Excellent. So today is our cooking day.
Today is our cook prep day. What we're going to do today is, Liz, just focus on fruits and vegetables, particularly as it relates to children. Because a lot of times children are very finicky and they're very picky about eating fruits and vegetables, and that's what we're advocating for them to do. So your child may not like individual fruits or vegetables. They may not like banana. They may not like a pear. They may not like celery. They may not like watermelon.
You know, but quite frankly, you know, you've only been here for 3 little years. You really don't know
right,
what you like, okay? You've only been here for 3 little years, okay? I'm not trying to hear what you don't like. You haven't had anything long enough to know that you don't like
it. It's amazing.
But, I mean, just to hear them
with
their little attitudes about, you don't even know how to spell this.
Right.
How you know you don't like this? So, but we have to accommodate.
We have to be accommodating.
We have to do
and, that. And find creative ways to get them past those ideas in their minds where they really don't understand. So when you begin to just learn how just to combine fruits and vegetables and put them in smaller portions.
And small portions
small
that they
portions
can use in their hands.
That they can put in their hands.
In their little fingers and things. Because if you just put a big apple in front of a child whose teeth are coming out in a couple of years anyway, their mouths are not designed to eat an apple like
that.
But you cut them into child-size servings and you make fun things out of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then they're digging on them.
Absolutely. That's right. And then because the first thing that that we want to do, we're going to do a little snack recipe called Ants on a Log.
Ants on a Log. Now, see, only
Ants
a child would love would like the name of something to eat called Ants on a Log. That's only a child would love that.
Right. And then these are kid-approved snacks that come out of the Missouri Nutrition Network. So you know, I just want to put some
okay.
stuff in my hand.
Well, as you start to prepare, I'm going to give out the little recipe
okay.
here for ants on
the
log. And again, Linda, this is all about preparing things for children that are visually intriguing to them.
Absolutely.
Visually connecting to them, something
right.
that they can have fun with while you are sneaking all the good stuff in them
right.
that needs to go in them.
Right. It's just like physical activity or physical fitness, and that we're learning to be very creative in sort of like camouflaging
mm-hmm.
Activities in the midst of something that's fun.
Absolutely.
For the children.
And then all of a sudden they've had an hour worth of exercise and they didn't
and
know.
And they've had fun and didn't even know about
didn't
it.
Didn't even know.
Like at Healthy Futures Day, they spent 3 hours moving and grooving and just having fun.
And that's how much are they supposed to get? Like an hour?
At least.
An hour a day?
At least.
Let me give out this ants on a log mm-hmm. recipe. We get 4 celery sticks,
mm-hmm.
peanut butter or cream cheese, and today you're working with peanut butter?
Peanut butter,
and then it's raisins. It's 3 things.
That's all.
It's real easy for mom or dad to whip this up. And
Or the child,
you know, and then to have the really cool name of ants on a log, you know, that's totally cool. That's totally cool.
That's why I chose this. It's so catchy.
Okay, so you're going to make that right now?
Yes, what we're going to do is I have a maybe like a quarter piece of stalk of celery,
mm-hmm.
and when you look at the celery, it has like a little groove or a great indentation
right.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so all you want to do is just take your peanut butter and scoop it out of the jar with your spoon, and then just crease it in the middle of the little groove.
Because most kids are, you know, are digging on peanut butter. But there are children out there that have an allergic reaction
right.
to peanut butter. So then you can substitute that with cream cheese.
Cream cheese, or you can use cashew butter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's almond butter.
That's right.
They're all different kinds
of
alternative
nut butters.
Yes, that
mm-hmm.
you can use.
Absolutely. And you can get those at a lot of the alternative food stores.
Right. So you got your peanut butter
okay.
inside of your little celery.
Okay.
And all you do is just put little raisins on top
ants
of
on
the
a log. Ants on a log, you know, with a child's imagination,
yeah,
you've got something cooking there. Okay, see, there you go. Ants on a log.
Ants on a log. Now, in a child's imagination, it may look like this.
Okay, in a child's imagination, I could see that working. I could absolutely see that working.
And so it's a fun, creative way to get them to eat celery.
Mm-hmm.
Most children like raisins,
mm-hmm.
But of course, when you're eating foods like raisins or dried candies or dried fruit, you always want to make sure that the children rinse their mouth and brush.
Okay.
Because the sticky substance on the raisin sticks to the enamel in the teeth.
Okay.
So that's something you really want to do right away.
Absolutely. And then you can also, there are golden raisins as well.
Okay.
So if you
mm-hmm.
want to mix it up
yes.
and have the dark raisins and
yes.
the light raisins, so
mm-hmm.
you can, and the golden raisins would look kind of cool on the cream cheese as well.
Right.
So there's
right.
all kinds of little creative things. And it's quick.
It's quick.
We're
through.
So you can get the protein in your baby.
Right.
You can get
the vegetable
in your baby.
Fiber
in your baby, all of that in one
Absolutely.
little.
And the protein in the peanut butter.
There you go. Ants on a log.
Ants on a log.
And what I'd like to do is, let me give out, while you're making, what else are you going to make?
We're going to do just a simple fruit salad.
Okay. So while you're kind of getting this stuff together for the fruit salad, let me give out another one of these kid-approved snacks for parents. Let me do this mm-hmm. peanut butter pizza, because we can't do that here on the air.
Right.
So for a peanut butter pizza, all you need is a boxed pizza crust mix, 1 cup of peanut butter, 3 bananas sliced, 3 quarters cup of raisins, and 1/2 cup chopped apples. All you got to do is bake the pizza crust according to the package directions. Then you spread the pizza crust with peanut butter. You top with bananas, raisins, and apples.
Mm-hmm.
You throw it back in the oven for about 10 minutes until the peanut butter melts. There you go. That is so easy. That is so easy. And you know that with every single bite that your child chews up and swallows, he or she is getting exactly what his or her little body needs.
Nutritious, very good.
Very nutritious. And plus, it's pretty to look at, too. The kids
Absolutely.
Will really love looking at that. So that's the peanut butter pizza. Let me read through that one right quick, and then we'll get to what you're making right here. The peanut butter pizza is 1 boxed pizza crust mix, 1 cup of peanut butter, 3 banana slice, 3/4 cup of raisins, 1/2 cup chopped apples. You bake the pizza crust according to the package directions. You make it, roll it out, bake it according to the package directions. And then you spread the, when it comes out, you spread the crust with peanut butter. You top with bananas, raisins, and apples. Then you shove it back in the oven for 10 minutes at 350 and until the peanut butter melts. And then you slice and serve it. Mm-hmm. And you can put other kinds of fruits and vegetables, on, I mean fruits on that too.
Right.
On your peanut butter pizza.
Right. And it's also a good idea that when you're using these simple snacks for children, put them in the kitchen with you.
Mm-hmm.
Give them an apron.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to, you know, create the atmosphere.
There you go.
And give them knives that are not too sharp and let them do the preparation.
Absolutely.
And be prepared to clean up the mess afterwards.
That's right. But you, but there are a couple things going on there. You are teaching your children a new skill. You're helping
right.
with their dexterity. And also you're teaching them the connection between what happens on the, what gets the food to the table.
That's right.
And you're teaching them the appreciation of cooking.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and you can also be sneaking in some math lessons there, too.
Science.
You know, science lessons and math.
Reading.
Reading lessons. You know, you can sneak, again, just sneaking it in there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, they don't even know that they're learning.
Absolutely. That's a good point. Again, we all have to be creative
mm-hmm.
in helping our children to learn, and every opportunity is a learning experience. So we can definitely take cooking to be, and a lot of children, Liz, we're finding out, they really get into cooking.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And if parents sometimes just stop for a moment, bring them into the kitchen
mm-hmm.
with them.
And plus you get to talk to them.
You can talk about
their day. You can talk about, and it's just a fun memory for your child to have
right.
with them for the rest of their lives. But I remember cooking with Mommy and Daddy.
Right.
I remember doing that. I remember making ants on a log.
Ants
you
on
know,
a log.
Ants on a log.
Can you do the sunshine dip?
Okay, let me do the sunshine dip. Okay, this is for dipping of raw fruit such as
mm-hmm.
peaches, strawberries, and bananas. Oh, this is so easy. I can't
mm-hmm.
even stand how easy this is. 2 cups of plain or no-fat yogurt, 2 tablespoons of orange juice concentrate. You mix the ingredients together, and there you go.
That's it.
That's all you do. And now you can play around with it. You can have grapefruit or lemonade or fruit punch concentrate. But, you know, the cool thing is to try to stay away from the things that have sugar in them,
yes.
the cane sugar type of a thing, and stick with the juices. That way you're sneaking more nutrients into your child's diet there.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, not only is this easy for an adult, you can feel very comfortable with giving this to your baby. To stir this up.
Mm-hmm.
To stir this up, and we're going to have some dip.
Absolutely. And then it stimulates them to try different fruits and vegetables that they've never tried before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the other piece of it, and we talk about this all the time when we are moving people towards how they get more vegetables, how they get more fruits, how they eat naturally,
mm-hmm.
how they eat raw. Colors are compelling.
Absolutely, especially for children,
mm-hmm.
especially for children, because even if children don't like something, if it looks colorful,
mm-hmm.
it will at least draw their attention
Absolutely.
To it. But the same thing with adults now. We're
mm-hmm.
the same way.
Mm-hmm.
If you put something, a plate of food in front of an adult and it's nicely decorated
mm-hmm.
and it's colorful, more than likely they will eat it or try it.
Or try it.
But if you have all green or all white
mm-hmm.
or all orange
mm-hmm.
or things that just don't look good, and it might be the best tasting food.
There you go.
But you may
it
not
has
do
to
it.
Be appealing to the eye. It has to.
Has
that's
to
why
to
they call it eye candy. It has to be appealing to the eye. So and fruits just make it so easy to be appealing.
It does.
You know, a
and
red apple, an orange, you know, a
right.
yellow banana. It's easy to be appealing.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking about color in terms of aesthetics, but the colorings of different fruits and vegetables are there for a particular reason
mm-hmm.
because certain color groups, they do certain things for the body.
There you go.
You know, the greens might be your vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there are different things that these colors add. The color is there to just, you know, first get you to see,
mm-hmm.
to visually be attracted to what the fruit or vegetable is.
Mm-hmm.
And then the color itself has its own unique vitamins and minerals in it that's unique for the body.
Very good. So what are we doing? What do we have over there?
We've done a little thing called Sailors in a Boat.
Okay.
Sailors in a boat. And all I did was I took one medium-sized banana
mm-hmm.
and I took a third of an apple mm-hmm. and cut it into wedge slivers.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the two bananas at like a V,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that'd be the boat.
Okay.
And then the apple wedges are the sailors on the side of the boat.
I see.
And then the little, and then we sprinkled it with raisins.
Okay.
Now, you can be so creative because you can do coconut. You can put some brewer's yeast. That's a good way to get in brewer's yeast, mm-hmm. especially when you're having fruit.
Okay.
Brewer's yeast is a substance that has, it's a B vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
Has all your B vitamin complex. And you would want to get, let's say, we could have done red and green
mm-hmm.
and yellow apples
mm-hmm.
to make it more colorful,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so just make doing the fruits. And what we did was just combine fruits.
Okay.
And so then the child gets the opportunity to pick up an apple wedge,
mm-hmm.
to pick up a raisin, to take his hands and just tear the banana
okay.
and put it in his mouth. This is his plate.
There you go.
To do what he wants to do with it.
Okay.
Well, not put it on the walls,
right.
but, you know, in terms of eating it and making it fun, because that's what we have to do for children. It's more appealing this way rather than just giving them a whole apple or a whole banana. Give
because
them something. Make
and not only, not only is it good for them to for their little hands, but you cut down on food waste,
too. Cut down on food waste.
Because, you know, if you give a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old an apple, that's 2 bites
and
they're
done.
Gone. And they're done. It's in the garbage.
On the floor.
You know, or on the floor, you know, or you're chasing it down somewhere. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm talking to Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. This is Healthy Futures. Please don't forget, for the grown-ups out there, take your babies, go on down to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. It is, if you need to go down there, the best natural food in the city of St. Louis, the best soul food buffet. They have their soul food buffet every single day. Today's lasagna day. Get on down there to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. Their number is 454-1851. That's 454-1851. Eternity Deli, 11 South Euclid. Go on down there. Tell them I told you to. Ooh, I'm going to try my little ant on the log during the break. Take care.
And the street came up. Took a turn and then I found this old house coming toward me. I heard the sound the heart was made when a memory's caving in. Oh, baby, what a hungry place.
Are you looking to get your transmission fixed? Well, take it on over to Roy's Transmission, where you get great quality, great price, and great service. Some transmission shops will tell you have to tear your transmission down to fix it. No, you don't. Take it on over to Roy's, and he will hook your transmission up, run a diagnostic on it, and tell you what's wrong with it and how much it will cost to fix it. Roy's Transmission, 5524 Riverview. That's 5524 Riverview. Or give him a call at 383-2019. 383-2019. Roy's Transmission.
This is your Weedmeister 2000 string trimmer, cranking up to chow down on the crabgrass growing out of your driveway. This is the little chunks of rock and dirt flying everywhere like satchel, hitting your ankles, and sooner or later, hitting your eye. This is you calling yourself every name in the book for not wearing eye protection when working with a lawn tool. Any lawn tool.
And this is a message about safety from the American Optometric Association.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, this Friday and Saturday, only 20% off of regular price Kenmore appliances, plus 10% off of other regular price home appliances. Check this out. 0% APR financing until July 2006 with your Sears card. And free delivery with mail-in rebate. It's hot out there, y'all. It's so hot out there. I know you need, somebody needs an air conditioner out there. Well, you can get one at 3425 Union at the Sears right there. Air conditioners are available, and they're available with installation. That means that they will put it in for you. So you need to get on over to 3425 Union. The sale goes on today and tomorrow only. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned, black-operated. Sears, get your shop on.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Try your best.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me, oh no. It's just the nearness of you.
This is Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides information on how to take better care of your own health. Once again, here's Liz Brown.
Oh, hey, welcome back. Welcome back as I finish off my
ants on a log.
This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. We're talking about these wonderful ways to have fun and to get good food, great food, into your baby's bodies.
Right.
And
right.
The ants on the log, it was kind of cool.
It was pretty good.
I can see why kids would really have a lot of fun with this. It's messy,
mm-hmm.
and it tastes good, and you can really use your imagination while you're eating it. And again, ants on a log, just a piece of celery with some peanut butter down the middle of it. Throw some ants on it, and if the kids have problems with raisins. Raisins on them, and then if your kids have problems with peanut butter, you can throw cream cheese in
there. Right, absolutely.
And put a raisins on top of it, you got ants on a log.
Right, and also with the sailors in a boat, you can use your red, green, yellow apples and cut those up into wedges and add some color to the dish, and let it just be a finger food.
There it is.
And another thing with children, Liz, is when we're working to get them to try different foods, put those foods at their level, where they can reach them, where the snacks, the potato chips and everything are maybe higher up, but
out of the kitchen.
Or out of the kitchen altogether, but put the more healthy things in reach. So even if you're not around, they can reach a box of raisins on the kitchen table.
There you go.
Or on the snack table, wherever it may be in the house.
And, you know, and I was just thinking as you were talking, Linda, that these are great for kids, but for the adult on the run,
same thing.
It
is quick, easy, nutritious.
Okay, and you don't have to make it as messy as a child would
have
it.
But right,
it is really, really good.
Right, and that gives the parents no excuse for not eating healthy.
There you go.
To be able to make a healthy choice and say, okay, I'm gonna do a celery stick snack as opposed to potato chips.
And one of the things,
French fries.
Here's a trick that I've learned about celery. What I do is, so that I don't have any excuses, well, I don't want to go chop up the celery, I don't want to go clean the celery off. When I bring the celery into my house, I chop it into slices, then I get a bowl of water, and I put the celery in the bowl of water and put it in the refrigerator.
Right.
And so when I want celery, all I have to do is go in the bowl and reach in, and plus it's cold and it's extra crunchy, and it's a great, if you have that like potato chips craving. If you put a piece of celery in your mouth, it satisfies that crunching craving.
Right.
You know?
So does banana chips.
Yes.
So does banana chips.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go through some of these other ways to try to get some good stuff into our babies.
Okay, we're going
to
look at what we call some knacks for snack attacks.
Knacks for snack attacks.
So we're suggesting that, you know, you cut up some raw vegetables. Again, be careful with the raw vegetables in little children. Make sure that they're in a large enough sizes where the children can take bites off of them, as opposed to the vegetables and fruits being too small where it just, you know, goes straight down the throat. So make sure that they're in chunks.
Good advice.
And so you want to maybe get some chunks of raw vegetables or fruit, and then just take a thin pretzel stick and just stick the fruit or the vegetables right down. Now, sometimes you might have to blanch some of the vegetables to get them tender enough to do that. But, again, the children can go around and they got to.
They have a kebab. They have a snack kebab.
Right.
Okay.
So then you can also take your banana.
I love this one.
And peel it and dip it into yogurt and then crush up some cereal, some oats or some
granola.
Some granola, mm-hmm. absolutely. Or graham crackers mm-hmm. and then just roll it in, let them eat. I mean, and that, and they can do that themselves.
So they have this like coated banana
yes.
thing that they
yes.
need.
Yes.
That's a great idea. I
and,
like
and you
that
can
one.
Also freeze that too.
Ooh, okay.
You can also freeze that
okay.
one. You can also take vegetables like carrots, celery, zucchini, squash, cucumbers, things that children was going to say, oh, no, use salsa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or any kind of dip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the children just love this ranch dip. I mean, they just go crazy over
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
So you can also, take.
But if we're concerned about the weight component and putting fatty foods into
mm-hmm.
it, try the salsa. The salsa.
Try the salsa.
The salsa is really, really good.
Right.
Basically no calories.
Right. Another creative thing that you can do in terms of the children is, like when you make them sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
take a cookie cutter out of a certain shape
okay.
and make the sandwiches into that shape. It can be an animal shape. It can be a tree shape. But do something creative. What I used to do with my children when I used to pack their lunches, I would always put a little letter, note,
mm-hmm.
something about being healthy
mm-hmm.
for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so with my two older girls, I think that helped them get along a little bit better because they were the first trial
okay.
Set of the children that
mm-hmm.
we began to make the transition. And so I would just do little things like that to kind of help them along.
Now, this one sounds kind of gross, but I think the kids might like it. This one sounds kind of gross to me. But I know that I suspect that the kids are like, these peanut butter balls?
Yeah.
Mm.
Peanut butter and corn flakes in a bowl.
You mix peanut butter and corn flakes
in
a bowl.
Balls,
shape them into a ball.
And roll them around in graham crackers.
That sounds pretty awful.
But I think it would be fun
would be
with them.
Definitely fun.
It would be messy for mom and dad,
uh-huh.
but definitely fun for the children. And,
mm-hmm.
and again, Liz, that's what we're trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make eating fun
mm-hmm.
and eating creative and a learning experience.
And eating right. And
absolutely.
One of the things that I've discovered that sometimes they have these incredible frozen pizza deals at the grocery store. You can get
mm-hmm.
10 for
mm-hmm.
for $5, something like that. They have these thin crust pizzas that I get the cheese ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come home and I get some of my, I go and get some of my fake sausage
right.
that's not the sausage
right.
stuff
mm-hmm.
and fry it up in the pan
mm-hmm.
and put my vegetables on top of it and my mushrooms on top of it and all kinds of things, green or red peppers on top of it
right.
and you have a heck of a pizza.
You have, I mean, you can be just as creative. And then again.
And it's real inexpensive too because
right.
you paid $5 for
right.
10 of these frozen pizzas.
Right. I was going to say the same thing because a lot of times, again, creative ways of how we can stay
mm-hmm.
healthy in terms of eating, and it's not that costly for us.
And because I was looking at this on these snacks for snack attacks for kids, they talk about serving leftover pizza. Well, if
mm-hmm.
you've gotten a frozen pizza that's just the cheese, I'm not advocating the, any of the meat pizzas,
mm-hmm.
but get a frozen cheese pizza and then build
just
it,
build
healthy,
it. Yes.
healthy for your baby.
Yes.
And then eat it when it's cold.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, we also want to encourage our parents to make sure that the children start their day with a healthy breakfast. Because, again, when you first wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
You want to be able to provide your body with adequate and nutritious foods,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get the day going right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the children are getting up and they're eating donuts and sodas and blue drinks,
mm-hmm.
that's going to impact them during the course of a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at school and they're going to be bouncing off the walls and not going to be able to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, making a conscious effort to do something, just something simple as maybe cereal with very low sugar content,
mm-hmm.
You know, granola bars, you know, fruit. Something that can get them going and get them going right in the morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love this one about using a rolling pin to flatten a slice of bread.
Right.
And spread it with peanut butter and then roll it into like a bread wrap. You
right.
know, that is totally kids. That is a totally kid thing. I know. It sounds gross to me too. But, you know, I'm sure the babies,
right.
I'm sure the babies will love
they
that.
They will have fun doing
yes,
that.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Now, we have about two more minutes here.
Okay,
Ms.
great.
Linda.
All right. Now, Liz and outside in the studio, we have a sheet full of fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And we teach the children in the Healthy Futures program how to identify fruits and vegetables, because a lot of times children don't know what an artichoke looks like. Mm-hmm. So if you ask them about an artichoke, and some of these things, there's a kind of cultural, mm-hmm. you know, especially for really African Americans should be familiar with artichokes, because mm-hmm. they are, I had a Ghanaian friend, mm-hmm. and she taught me how I was throwing away all of the leaves and just getting to the heart. She said, no, you don't. She taught me how to cook the leaves. But most of us don't have an artichoke in our repertoire of fruits and vegetables. So on the sheet, we have cauliflower, we have asparagus, we have artichokes, we have plums, we have spinach.
Blackberries.
And then you see it in a form that's not chopped up in cans,
there you go.
Or chopped up in the frozen bag, and so children have some idea of what it looks like, whether it's a leaf or a stem fruit or vegetables. And not only that, Liz, and begin to talk to the children about, okay, a carrot grows in the ground, mm-hmm. not off a tree.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So a lot of times we're educating children
absolutely.
About the origin of your fruits and vegetables also.
Where it comes from.
Yes.
Absolutely. And this is, where could somebody get what we're looking at right
yes,
here?
Yes, yes. I would like all of you who have access to the internet to just go and plug in five a day.
Mm-hmm.
Just five a day. And it would take you to a host of
the number five or the word five.
You can do either one,
okay.
But you can do the five to number five,
mm-hmm.
five space a space day,
mm-hmm.
and it would take you to all of the programming. I mean, coloring activities,
very good.
Puzzles,
very good.
Children's recipes
mm-hmm.
that are approved. So I mean, it's just a wide variety of information that's there. Just because children are already on the website anyway.
There you go. There
so
you go.
Why not use it and let them just surf it?
Very good. And
five a day.
We've come to the end of the show here, Miss Linda. I want to remind everybody that for grown-ups that are hungry right now, because you should be hungry after what we've been talking about, Audie. So I've got plans for your afternoon, for your lunch today. Get on over to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid. Soul food buffet. Every time I walk in there, there's somebody in there saying, oh my goodness, this food is just unbelievable. I can't believe how wonderful this food tastes. Get on over to Eternity Deli, 11 South Euclid. The phone number is 454-1851. That's 454-1851. And next month we're going to cook a grown-up, dish.
Yes. Next week we should be talking about, again, lead prevention.
Okay.
Then after that is asthma, and then we'll do an adult dish.
Very good. Very good. Linda McKirk, Program Director, and you want to end with our tip for the week
week? Well, the book for the week was the website.
Okay.
Five a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like everyone to go on and just get some information in terms of five a day and fruits and vegetables. Our tip for the week is I will make sure I eat fresh fruits and vegetables.
I will make sure
I eat
fresh fruits and vegetables. Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy
Eating. Here.
We're eating right here. Two thumbs up for the Ants on a
log.
Two thumbs up for Ants on a Log. I'm Liz Brown. We're taking a break. We'll be back to take some of your phone calls and your comments. When we get back, stay with us at 454-0400. Don't forget, if you missed this today, or if you have somebody that wants to catch up on Healthy Futures, all you got to do is go to whiterosesociety.org, pick up the hour, the last hour of the show, because we're archived there daily, whiterosesociety.org. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back again. Miss Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
All right. We'll be back.
It takes a village to raise a child. That African proverb has special meaning to Hope for the Nations. In locations in 20 countries worldwide, Hope for the Nations combines education, micro-enterprise, agriculture, healthcare, and housing under one roof. These villages bring together the young and the old, the healthy and the sick, singles, families, and the widowed, the weak and the strong, united to build buildings, build families, build resources, build community. It takes you and your support to help Hope for the Nations raise these villages. For more information, go online, visit www.hopeforthenations.com. That's www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Cape Town. A one-day national strike took place in South Africa on Monday. Hundreds of thousands of workers took part in the action called for by the Congress of South African Trade Unions as a call for action against unemployment and poverty. Large-scale protests were held in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and other cities across the country. About 80% of gold, diamond, and platinum miners took part in the strike. Textile workers were also there in force, as some 40,000 of them have lost jobs since January of 2003. The strike caused severe cuts in production at many large plants. Official unemployment is listed at 26%, but the actual rate is believed to be closer to 40%. Another 2 to 3 million people lack adequate housing. The union action came as the African National Congress is in the process of developing some radical economic policy changes that will likely harm the poor. Companies with less than 200 workers will be exempt from many labor laws that protect workers. And the minimum wage would be suspended for young workers, plus employers would be allowed to fire them much easier. And Dateline Washington. Remember the story that broke a couple of weeks ago about how the impotence drug Viagra could cause blindness? Well, it turns out that over a year ago, an FDA safety officer made the same report and told supervisors that patients and doctors needed to be made aware of those findings. That safety officer said she told congressional investigators of her findings, but nothing ever happened. Her findings were outlined in a letter last week to Acting FDA Commissioner Lester Crawford from Iowa Senator Charles Grassley, who accused the agency of going far too slowly on a potential safety concern. The FDA says it has 38 cases of Viagra users reporting a sudden and permanent blindness in one eye. But other reports have emerged that say there are over 800 cases where patients have reported eye problems over the past 4 years. The blindness is caused by the blockage of blood flow to the optic nerve and is most common in older people who also happen to be the higher users of Viagra. The makers of Viagra, Pfizer Pharmaceutical, apparently resisted the FDA's initial request to update the Viagra warning label and include the blindness risks. But now, all three impotence drugs on the market, including Cialis and Levitra, have included those warnings about possible vision changes. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loves the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube rides, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
Have you been wondering what Susan Smith Harmon has been up to lately? Well, wonder no more. The airwaves were just a little too irresistible for her to stay away for long. Now you can catch Susan on the WGNU airwaves on Friday mornings from 10 to noon. Spend your Fridays with Susan Smith Harmon from 10 a.m. to noon here on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You out tonight. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We have about 6 more minutes left here, folks, before we stumble into the journey, into the long weekend ahead of us. And I just want to ask you to let's think about what our response. This is the assignment over the weekend. What is my responsibility as an American citizen? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be a blind cheerleader, viewing my country as if it is involved in some kind of global sporting event? Or am I supposed to look at my responsibilities as a citizen as to fully examine the world that I live in and the impact on everything? Is being patriotic akin to or exactly being a blind cheerleader? The most patriotic thing for us to do, and I want you to reflect upon this as we journey towards our 3-day weekend here, is ask the question, what is patriotism and how do I celebrate it and when do I celebrate it? Do I celebrate it with telling the truth? Do I celebrate it with a adult sense of expectation and an adult sense of responsibility? Or do I simply become a blind mouthpiece for an administration or an ideology that when you examine both of those things very closely, the ideology nor the administration includes you? Because ain't nobody listening to this show right now at this moment. Last name is Halliburton. Now they check it out on whiterosesociety.org later on. But right now at this moment when we speak, your last name ain't Halliburton. Your last name ain't Bechtel. Your last name ain't, oh, my last name is Brown and Root Brown, so maybe I got something coming. I don't think so. What is your responsibility as a citizen, as an American citizen? What is your obligation on 4th of July? What is it that you celebrate? And what is it that you should celebrate? Barbara.
Yes, Liz?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I thought I'd let the listeners know that they just announced that Sandra Day O'Connell has resigned from the Supreme Court, and I want to know what you think how that's going to impact things.
Lord have mercy.
She just resigned.
She just resigned.
She did. it.
She did.
Not
Rehnquist.
No, not
Rehnquist. Who's 107 years old. Sandra Day O'Connor resigned.
Yeah.
And it's not like she's any champion for
folks. Everything that's right.
Okay.
But she was better than the rest of them.
And how sad is that? So the only, not the only woman, because Ginsburg is still on
it. She's there.
So she resigned. Well, thank you for that update.
All right.
More to think about on this 4th of July holiday.
Oh, yeah.
All right now, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. All right. There you go. Liz Brown, wake up call. Sandra Day is gone. That's a shocker. That's a shocker. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place, not on Monday, but on Tuesday. And we'll have much, much, much to talk about. We have a real good week coming ahead of us, so stay with us, folks. Next week, and if you missed any hours this week, go to WhiteRoseSociety.org. Get an hour if you missed an hour. Go listen to the same hour if you liked it. I'm Liz Brown. Until Tuesday, stay strong.
If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's below me.
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
WGMU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. A vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court for the first time in 11 years. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman appointed to the High Court and a key swing vote on issues such as abortion and the death penalty, has announced her retirement. She's 75. Her husband has Alzheimer's. More on Justice O'Connor.